top story is about CBS News. A new anchor for the CBS Evening News is joining us from NBC. Katie Couric just told viewers on the Today Show.
After listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May.
Today she's celebrating exactly 15 years on that NBC morning show. She thanked the audience.
It's also very exciting to start a new chapter in your life. So for now, it's not goodbye, at least not yet, but a heartfelt thank you for 15 great years.
Only when pressed by co-host Matt Lauer, Katie Couric did confirm she's joining CBS.
This is the CBS Evening News with Bob Schieffer.
And Bob, who's had that job for over a year since Dan Rather left the broadcast, doesn't seem to mind yielding to Katie Couric, as he told Don Imus yesterday.
She's a terrific person, and she'll be great, and maybe we can get Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer, too.
That's Bob Schieffer. Newspapers report NBC plans to hire Meredith Vieira for the Today Show. Now a threat to America's children, many experts feel, is growing. Congress had a hearing yesterday on sexual predators who find their prey on the Internet. Justin Berry, who's 19, testified about his 5 years making money by doing what men wanted on his webcam.
As more clothes came off, more people contacted me. The compliments were endless. The gifts and payments, terrific.
Then last night, one of the top spokesmen for the Department of Homeland Security was arrested at his home near Washington, D.C. Brian Doyle, age 55, allegedly was trying to seduce what he thought was a 14-year-old girl in Florida using email and pornographic videos he sent to what was really an undercover detective in Polk County, Florida, where Grady Judd is the sheriff.
He graphically explained to a 14-year-old girl what he would like to do to her and what he would like her to do to him.
The sheriff says Doyle emailed a photo of himself wearing his Homeland Security ID. The first state to require that all citizens have some form of health insurance, Massachusetts. The legislature in Boston overwhelmingly has approved that. More from Kim Tunnicliffe of CBS radio station WBZ.
Supporters are hoping the bill will set a national standard for other states struggling with how to provide health insurance to more of their residents. Governor Romney is voicing his support for the legislation.
Health insurance for every single citizen of the Commonwealth, and that's something no other state has tried.
A key provision of the bill requires businesses that don't offer insurance to pay a nearly $300 per worker assessment. And for those residents who can't afford to buy insurance but refuse, they'll face increasing tax penalties. Kim Tunnicliffe, CBS News, Boston.
A new government report on obesity. Troubling, except maybe for American females. CBS's Barry Bagnato with that.
Looking at the actual weights of Americans over a six-year period, CDC researchers found an expanding problem.
There was an increase in overweight among both boys and girls during that period, and in obesity among men.
But Dr. Cynthia Ogden, lead author of this study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, says women's weight appears to be leveling off. Even so, a greater percentage of Americans is overweight than ever before. One of three adults is obese. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The deadline for filing tax returns, 12 days from now. If you hire a professional, CBS News correspondent Jim Cheneve, can we count on no mistakes?
Dan, you'd think so, but the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, had commercial chain preparers do returns for two hypothetical families. 19 returns in all. And every single one of them came back with errors. In fact, only two of the 19 showed the correct refund amount. Others were so far off, they returned as much as $2,000 more than due or charged the taxpayer up to $1,500 more than they owed. Reporting live, Jim Cheneve, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Calling all Hellraisers. Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready? Live in the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center.
Cowboy, badass,
a hillbilly kid rock and roll stomp that'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi. Like Jackson, Mississippi.
Kid Rock. April 20th, live in the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS. If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gonna be Kid Rock. Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Again, if you do, I'll have to suspend you.
Golkart speaking on our sister station, AM 630. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Off to a good start this morning. Check and clear on I-70 so far from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. I-25 wide open as you come out of Thornton North Glen. 225 and the Turnpike, both moving along just fine. Downtown, do have some police activity working right around 15th and Welton, so that's going to slow you down. Boulder Streets, the Diagonal and Highway 93 still pretty quiet. So is Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Belmont, and South Boulder Road. And checking out the forecast today. Going to be a nice one. Sunny, warm, highs in the upper 70s. Already 48 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500. And subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time. What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to DenversNewChurch.com.
The Osgood File, April 5th, 2006.
This is the Hour of...
No power.
We're
pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 73, and we have a chance of some thunder showers. And I hope you're wide and awake and up with it this morning. We're certainly trying here. It's nothing worse than somebody who gets on the radio and does mornings to get on the air and talk about how tired they are, right? That, like, bums everybody out. But I'm doing fine, and it seems like my voice is almost all the way back. There is, you know, what I feel like doing this morning is I feel like opening up the phones again, which is something we would normally do on Friday. I feel like opening up the phones again for 4 hours because there is so much to talk about this morning, and I don't know if I can get every thing in. Let me acknowledge this story right off the bat so somebody doesn't call me up and say, well, you didn't say anything about it. But how about this guy, the Homeland Security Deputy Press Secretary, who gets busted? Brian J. Doyle. On March the 12th, Doyle contacted a 14-year-old girl whose profile was posted on the Internet and initiated a sexually explicit conversation with her. The girl actually was an undercover Polk County Sheriff's computer crimes detective. Doyle knew that the girl was 14 years old, and he told her who he was and that he worked for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. During future online chats, Doyle gave the undercover detective, posing as a 14-year-old girl, his office phone number, his government-issued cell phone number, so that he could have telephone conversations in addition to their online chatting. Doyle used the Internet to send hardcore pornographic movie clips to the girl and used the AOL Instant Messenger chat service to have explicit sexual conversations with her. Man. Sick moron. Now, you gotta say that he's innocent until proven guilty, but, whew. Well, you know, I'm always amazed at the people who show up in the news over this kind of stuff. I am absolutely amazed at the people who do this. I really am. I mean, get professional help, for God's sakes. All right, it's 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now that you've had 24 hours to have the whole Tom DeLay thing kind of settle in, we didn't talk about it much yesterday, but I didn't know really yesterday what to talk about in regards to Tom DeLay. I mean, I think we're all... We're not doing open phones there. I mean, we're not, John. We're not doing open phones. I said I felt like we should do it because there's so much to talk about, but we're not doing it. I got a definite agenda here this morning. Okay. I didn't talk much about Tom DeLay yesterday because I think we all in unison would say, hooray, we're glad he's gone. And, you know, this is a guy who has been under siege from state and federal probes into his actions, and the actions of his closest aides and advisors. Two of them, of course, pleaded guilty, Scanlon and this guy Rudy. DeLay has considered resigning, supposedly, over the past 4 months, but he wanted to wait until he beat his Republican challengers, according to him. And then he realized, after taking a poll in his district on the hostility level towards him, that the hostility level towards him was very, very high, and that it would take anywhere from $5 to $10 million for him to defend that seat, and that he needed the money for his own legal problems. So he decided to resign. Now, that doesn't mean the culture that DeLay fostered is gone. Because if you look at all the Republicans yesterday who lined up to say laudatory things about DeLay, that he was effective, that he was accomplished, that he did some pretty amazing things. When, you know, when the truth is that Tom DeLay's extensive corruption and his bitter ultra-partisan activism, well, it finally caught up with him. I mean, it cost him the majority leader's title, turned him into a national political target, and his district eventually shifted against him. He's going to leave Congress by the end of May. Says he plans to pursue an aggressive speaking and organizing campaign aimed at promoting foster care. Republican candidates. How would you like to be a Republican candidate and have DeLay campaign for you? And also getting
and this is something we've been talking about extensively on this program, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more this morning. We're going to talk about Ralph Reed, which Ralph Reed, The Devil in the House, is the cover story in this week's Nation magazine. We're going to talk to the guy who wrote that, Bob Mosier, who investigates all of Ralph Reed's fudges, falsehoods, and outright lies. And DeLay wants to work on making government and religion closer. But the fact is that he's gone. Okay, we understand that. But, you know, the rules that he set into place, the things that the House of Representatives did for him, the Ethics Committee, you know, the Ethics Committee, which was rigged to protect DeLay and protect him from being penalized, and all of the support that he has, that he received, and all of the people who yesterday made all of these statements. I mean, the situation that he constructed still exists in the House of Representatives. But here's the question. For the first hour here this morning, on the hour of no power, at 303-713-7600, Keith Olbermann brought this up. It was brought up briefly in the Charles Osgood thing that ran at the top of the hour. I thought about it all day yesterday and thought to myself, well, you know, I'm going to bring this up first thing in the morning. Are we, those of us who are progressives, liberals, people on the left, and particularly if you consider yourself to be a Democrat, are we better off without Tom DeLay, or would we be better if Tom DeLay stuck around? Why? Because Tom DeLay is a target. Tom DeLay is a walking advertisement for everything that we feel is wrong with Congress and the culture of corruption that exists there. And some guy sent me a long list of people who have been caught doing, Republicans that have been caught in wrongdoings. And, you know, guys like Bob Ney his outcome has still not been decided. And then, of course, you got the Duke, the Dukester, Duke Cunningham, who got into trouble. Are we better with or without DeLay? Because he's resigning 6 months before the election in November. I think it's 6 months till November. So are we better off without this guy, or would we be better if this guy had stuck around, so that we could have punched him some more? 303-713-7600. Will you miss Tom DeLay? And if DeLay had stuck around, would it help us out in November? 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. And let's talk about this, about DeLay missing in action now. He's going to be gone from the scene. And does this hurt or help us? 618, 18 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Progressive traffic.
Off to a good start for the drive so far. I-25, seeing the usual delays from 84th Avenue down to the Turnpike. I-70 pushing top speeds between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 and 6th Avenue moving along just fine. And around town, do have some trouble with some police activity at 15th and Welton. Now, Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all starting to pick up just a little bit. Turnpike looking real good through Broomfield and Westminster. And, yep, it's day number 3 of the RTD strike, meaning no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service. And if you need details, you can always check out rtd-denver.com to find a route that may be working for you this morning. On to the forecast, should be nice. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's already 48 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can save you money at over 80,000 merchants. While traveling, show your card and save on hotels, rental cars, and more. And when you're at home, save on restaurants, prescriptions, flowers, and other everyday items. Visit AAA.com for a complete list of merchants.
J.J. O'Brien is project manager with Washington Group International and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I picked the CU Executive MBA program because, to me, there was no other choice.
In just 18 months of class time, you're a graduate of an internationally recognized Executive MBA program.
I have been promoted up to projects at a higher level than I would have had before.
Invest in your future right now. Call 303-623-1888. That's 303-623-1888. Or go to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
619, 19 minutes after 6 at AM 760. Progressive Talk, going to take your calls on Tom DeLay. Are we better off with or without him? Or any other general comments you want to make on the DeLay situation? By the way, there's a local connection between Tom DeLay and politicians here in Colorado. And I'll give you that local connection coming up. 303-713-7600. Hey, Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is going on right now at your home for the largest, cleanest selection of used cars, trucks, minivans, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500 to put down, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000. If you've got five, it's like having $1,000. If you've got $1,000, it's like having $2,000. And the selection is just huge out there. I mean, all kinds of vehicles. Over, as I said, $500. And great people working there, too, to help you out. Good people who are dedicated to making your buying experience A number one. I mean, you know, when you go to buy an automobile, let's face it, it's a major investment, and you know what? You're skeptical, and your defenses go up. And how you get treated from the time you walk on the lot to the time you leave means a lot. And at Rockies, they work overtime to make sure that you're happy. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Check out their business philosophy. Check out the selection. You know, you see something you like, you call them up or send them email and arrange to go on down there and take a look or go see them in person. And every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
First 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. Turn your financial dreams into reality.
Laurel's exclusive seminar is coming to your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495, but if you call now, you'll get two free tickets to attend. Call 1-800-704-3220. Come to Laurel's exclusive seminar in your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495 a ticket. Get two free tickets only if you call now. 800-704-3220. 800-704-3220.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Ooh, some Merle. Why not?
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country.
You know that Merle Haggard opened for Bob Dylan?
On the wars we fight.
I believe it was in Portland, Oregon, like last month. 23 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 73, thunderstorms. Jay Marvin along with you. We're talking about Tom DeLay. Are we better off with or without him? Because we can't use him as a punching bag, I don't think, since he's moved out of the scene. By the way, here's something else to consider. There is a local Colorado connection to Tom DeLay. Colorado Representative Marilyn Swiftboat Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupere accepted $30,000, $28,439, and $30,000 respectively in tainted money from Tom DeLay and his political action committee. And that represents Representatives Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupere voted with DeLay over 90% of the time. Here's something else to consider. Should they return that money? Should they give that money back? Considering it came out of DeLay's political action committee. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Fort Collins. Ron, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for fighting the right fight.
Well, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, it's kind of ironic you'd play that song by Merle Haggard, Talk About LeMay, or Tom DeLay, I mean.
Yeah, fight there you go.
Fight inside of me. It's done.
Huh.
I think it's good that we get him out and don't lose your eye on the ball and put him away like he should be, but let's concentrate on the other 20 that Abramoff's going to name and start on them. That's what I think. So I think it's a good thing that he's taking the bench.
But does it rob us of something to be able to use up until the November elections? Because, you know, we could use him and talk about him virtually every single day and point him out to those people who may be undecided or in the middle and say, this is what the House of Representatives looks like. under Tom DeLay and the Republicans. Here's a guy who's been who's been slapped on the wrist several times by the ethics committee. Here's a guy who is whose associates have had to plead guilty, who is inner circle, and one of them, I believe it was Rudy, I guess, told the federal prosecutors that he was running a criminal enterprise out of his office. I mean, you know, that's a great campaign lever, and now all of a sudden it's like if he's gone, we're robbed of it, right?
Well, like I said, don't drop the ball on that, and those keep that issue on the front burner. Let's get those other 20 or whatever there is involved. I think the people are sick of this scandal. They're sick of let's rise above this as Democrats, do the right thing, put these people away. Let's not flaunt that. I mean, they've done themselves the injustice. Let them wallow in it. That's my feeling on it. I just say don't drop the ball on it. Make sure to follow through on prosecution. Get all of them. That, I think, will win over the public a lot more than on and on and on with DeLay. DeLay is history. DeLay is toast.
All right, one last question for you. Do you think the Republicans can move beyond this?
No. I think they have so much damage, and just like you said, who took money from DeLay in Colorado, that's going to show up in the polls. Angie's going to win. Tancredo's going to get beat. And I think that's just going to follow all over the United States.
All right, Ron. Thanks, man. Have a great drive.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Hi, Mark. You're on.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad. I see your sound is better. Your sound was pretty bad last week.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better today, too.
Good. Anyway, yeah, on this DeLay deal, I think the die has been cast. DeLay's, you know, he's still going to be in the news. I predict there'll be federal charges. I predict he's going to whine on the TV just like old Duke Cunningham. And the only hope the Republicans have is when this all comes down, you know, they have a few Democrats to say, well, they did it too, and they'll hammer home on that because I think we're in the catbird seat if we don't mess up.
Do you think the Republicans will be able to, going into November, do you think they'll be able to successfully move ahead and put DeLay behind them, or will DeLay linger and continue to come up? Will we be able to continue to use him?
I'm thinking we will. You know, they're going to throw out all these other covers to try to, you know, shift the focus. But if we stay on target, and like I say, if there's not a lot of Democrats to get involved in this congressional problem, hopefully we can hold them off. But, you know, they're great at spinning. There's no doubt about it.
They're real good at it.
And
they're real good.
We'll have to see. But, hey, I don't know if you ever got your flag for the back of your car like you were talking a few weeks back. But All-American Vogue has a really good one. I got it on the back of my car. It's the American flag, and it says think where the stars are. And underneath it, it says it's patriotic. So,
you know what? I think I'm going to get me one of those. I think I'm going to get down there and see Ronnie and get one.
That's a good one. So anyway.
All right, Mark. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right.
303-713-7600. Is Tom DeLay being gone a good or a bad thing? Of course, it's good governmental-wise, even though the structure that he set up and the people involved with him, many Republican Congress people are still there. But is it a good or a bad thing? And because we can't use him. We can't use him as a target leading up until November. Will the Republican Party, so I guess I'm asking a bunch of questions here, will the Republican Party be able to move past DeLay and the Colorado connection, which we'll talk to Pat Walk, chairman of the chairwoman, I should say, of the Democratic Party. We'll talk to her a little bit later on this morning about this. The Colorado representatives Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupre accepted $30,000, $28,439, and $30,000 respectively, and they voted with this guy 90% of the time. Now, if you're running against any of these incumbents, if DeLay's around, you can use him. But with DeLay gone, does he fade from memory? Or can you still turn around and can you still say, look, you know what? You took tainted money from this guy. You should return it. You should give it back. And Tom DeLay has become the poster boy for Republican corruption. I mean, we've got Duke Cunningham. We've got Scooter Libby. We've got Bill Frist, who's still got the SEC troubles. The list goes on and on. And, of course, now we got this guy with Homeland Security who's been busted over child porn. But can we still use DeLay? So it's something to think about here. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's 630 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Don't forget to go to AM760.net. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes. Right now, the fabulous Bailey with a look at progressive traffic.
You are too kind. Day number 3 of the RTD strike, meaning no light rail, 16th Street Mall service, and there is one Skyride shuttle working between Stapleton and DIA. So if you need details on that, you can hop on to rtd-denver.com or pick up the phone and call 303-299-6000. Now, the ride itself still looking pretty good, starting to fill in on the north end of town, southbound I-25, now running heavy from 104th down to the turnpike. Eastbound I-270 already stacking up from I-76 to York. In downtown, we are dealing with police activity at 15th and Welton. Now, Boulder Streets, the diagonal, Foothills Parkway, and Highway 93, they're all starting to pick up a little bit. Turnpike looking good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast, should be a nice one today. Sunny, warm, highs in the upper 70s. It's already 48 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Easy Rider's Bike Show is coming to the Colorado Convention Center this Saturday. It's the biggest and baddest bike show in the world. We're talking wall-to-wall, ground-thumping, tire-burning, chrome-sparkling Harleys. This Saturday only, check them out online at EasyRidersEvents.com.
Breakfast with J. Marvin and Al Franken. Dinner with J. Marvin and Ed Schultz. $500 cash. The grand prize? An eco trip to Costa Rica.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Sign up for your chance to win on AM760.net.
He said, "You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget the errand." President Woodrow Wilson. Hello, I'm Nancy Stevens, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programs available, with 23 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HD TV with over 1,700 hours of HD content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month, with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month, with 23 HD channels and 70 standard channels. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4-15-06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
Ritzcrackers.com. You'll find ideas for spring entertaining that look, but are incredibly easy to make. In fact, you can whip up a plate of
cool
butterflies,
pretty flowers.
But you can make them in minutes.
Jeez. Pepperoni.
Rip, yum.
You just need to know the secret.
Shh, quiet. Don't tell.
And everyone will know.
Everyone should know, because everybody loves Ritz. Visit Ritzcrackers.com for your entertaining ideas.
Ritzcrackers.com. Don't forget.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license, check casher.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I know he's looking forward to, he's looking to the future. My own judgment is that our party will continue to succeed because we're the party of ideas.
Here's George W. Bush on Tom DeLay. 634, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Sometimes I wish the Republican Party was the party of no ideas, actually the party of bad ideas. High today, 73, thunder showers. Question is, are we better off with Tom DeLay, or would we be better if DeLay had stuck around? And what about these Colorado representatives, Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupre? Should they return the money that they got from DeLay? One line open at 303-713-7600. Tom DeLay leaving under siege, even though he claims that's not true, but he probably would have lost his congressional seat there in Sugar Land, Texas. It would have taken him $10 million to defend this seat, anywhere between 5 and 10. And this guy, Tom Rudy, one of his associates in his office, has allegedly told federal prosecutors that there was a criminal enterprise being run out of Tom DeLay's office. Let's go to Roger in Highlands Ranch. Roger, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Roger. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Hey, you know, the thing here is we've got to nail down the point that innocent people don't resign.
Yeah.
I mean, and every person that got money from DeLay, was involved with DeLay, or anything, has got to continue to be linked to him. I mean, Musgrave, we got to put ads up saying, Tom DeLay resigned. Musgrave, yeah, she should too. You know, we've got to hammer in the point to everybody that DeLay is guilty as hell, and everybody associated with him is.
Let me focus on the first thing you said. You know, it's funny you should say this, because last night, Mary and I were watching Keith Olbermann, and he was going through the whole scenario of DeLay, and he was kind of raising this question that I'm raising this morning, and I've heard other people raise it as well. About the Democrats, about us being robbed of an issue. But Susan Molinari, I guess, it wasn't Olbermann, it was Hardball. Susan Molinari was on Hardball defending DeLay, and Mary blurted out, BS, nobody resigns who's innocent.
Exactly. If he was innocent, he would be fighting tooth and nail to sit there and prove his innocence. Basically, when this other guy went down in his office, this other guy's spilling his guts, DeLay knows he doesn't stand a chance. He's just trying to stay out of jail right now, never mind get back into office.
All right, can we use him, even though he's leaving now, and I think it would have been better if he had either stuck through November or left closer to November. Can we still use him and still use him as a poster boy for absolute GOP control of Congress and the corruption in the House of Representatives?
Of course you can use him as a poster boy for the corruption. Again, the guy resigned. Everybody in America is going to see his resignation as an admission of guilt. And on top of it, we've got to use his statement, well, I'm resigning to help protect my party. He's resigning to try to cover his and the Marilyn Musgraves and the other GOP rats who took the money. He's just trying to cover their butts.
Yeah, he's trying to. And you know what? Plus, I think the other thing is he knows. He knows that Nick Lampson, the former representative who he helped to gerrymander out of his district, he knows that Nick Lampson would have beat him in the election in November.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people down there, you know, have finally woken up and saw what this guy has done.
Yeah,
you know, here you've got the exterminator. It's about time that we gassed his butt.
I agree. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it, man.
Love it.
Have a good day. Here's what Rahm Emanuel had to say about Tom DeLay. Great comment. And Rahm Emanuel is a congressman from Chicago. He is a chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He said, when a person steps down, it inflates the severity of the situation. And if they think after Tony Rudy, who was the guy I was talking about, Jack Abramoff and other guys, the country will stop debate on these issues, they've got another thing coming. He said federal prosecutors don't care about Republican spin. But my question is, does it rob us of a valuable talking point? Also, talking about the Colorado connection here, should the legislators, Musgrave, Tancredo, and Beaupre, should they give that money back, the money that they took from Tom DeLay? By the way, they voted with DeLay 90% of the time. Now, coming up a little bit later on this morning, we'll talk to Pat Walk about this. She's the chairwoman of the Colorado Democratic Party. who yesterday issued a press release that said the delay decision should be a wake-up call for Representatives Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupre. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Rich Masters. We've had him on the program before. He was involved with a communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. He's a political analyst, and we're going to talk to him about delay and about, you know, why, if this affects the Democratic Party and what this also does to the GOP's chances in November. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Dan, you there?
Yeah, morning, Jay.
Hi, Dan, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, your question, I think it's a great thing delay's gone. I mean, maybe we can finally get some legislation in the House since, you know, he was controlling all that. That'll stop, like, sex trade and forced abortions in our U.S. territories. Get some labor laws down there. I think it's a, I mean, it's, I think it's a little short-sighted to say we want him here. I think, you know, this is a great moral victory for us, and we've still got plenty of poster boys for him. I mean, you know, there's a Speaker of the House now is handing out bribery checks on the House floor.
Oh, you're talking about John Boehner? Yeah.
Yeah, they got plenty of poster boys. That's all I had, Jay. I'm driving. I got to let you go.
All right, Dan, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
All right, but I wanted to ask him, does it rob us of a talking point here? Going into November, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And you know what? You don't even have to. You know, you don't have to answer these particular questions too. Any other comments that you want to throw in here about Tom DeLay? They're welcome. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. A couple comments on Tom DeLay. I don't think we've been robbed of a talking point. I think his. His resignation is basically an admission of guilt, despite the Republican spin on it. And I think you're right. I think if we ask representatives who've been given money by DeLay, and DeLay's even said he's resigning so that his main duty can be to try to shuffle money towards other Republican candidates. If we make earmark money given by DeLay as dirty money, I think we can keep him in the spotlight.
You know, but I wonder when he says that that's what he's going to do, and he lists off all this stuff, and it's quoted this morning in the Washington Post about all of these things that he's going to do now that he's going to leave. I wonder if that's really the truth or if that's spin out of his mouth. And what he's really going to have to do here is he's going to have to concentrate on trying to defend himself, that he knows he's got more legal trouble coming up, that he needs that money that's left in his campaign war chest. I think it's $1.5 million, and he's got almost $1 million of the legal bills now. He's going to need that to defend himself. I wonder if he's going to have time to do anything for anybody. And plus, let me ask you this question. If you were a Republican, if you were like Musgrave, Tancredo, Beaupre, would you want Tom DeLay, and of course Beaupre, of course, wants to be the next governor, but would you want a guy like Tom DeLay coming and campaigning for you?
Oh, hopefully not. Because I used to campaign at the last election. We were trying to campaign for the Democrats in the state legislature and the Senate. And most of the Republicans I talked to, believe it or not, were polite, and they really resented what was happening with the GOP. So I was surprised. Actually, Bush won in this area. But I really think that will change a lot of Republicans' minds. I hope, at least.
All right. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Joe. Have a good day.
Sure. Actually, could I make one more comment?
Oh, absolutely.
It's about the fires which happened Sunday. I don't know if you saw the smoke. Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that was right directly on Rocky Flats, and the media totally missed the ball on that. That went over some of the worst areas, most contaminated areas, Rocky Flats.
Hmm.
And a friend of mine, or not a friend of mine, but a lady who wrote an article on it in 2000, took a rad reading right after that, and
right.
It was three times the regular radiation level. Right after the smoke cleared near that area.
I don't wonder why the media totally overlooked it. I wonder why they missed it. Maybe because they're lazy?
Well, I think maybe, but it's a scary thing, scary thing. I just wanted your listeners to know that and to know if there's any smoke coming from northwest Denver, stay inside till it clears.
All right, pal, you got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about Tom DeLay. And should Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupre return the money that they received from Tom DeLay? Should they get that money back, by the way? Nobody's really answered that question. And does Tom DeLay being gone now, with him resigning and leaving office at the end of May, Does that rob us of a talking point going in to the November elections? In other words, will the GOP be able to move past this, and will the GOP be able to spin their way out of this deal? Because you know what? You have to admit, they're really good at spin. Will they be able to do that? Will they be able to spin their way out of it? I'd be interested to see what you think about it. Free lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get plugged into the program. Ann Coulter in some legal trouble, maybe. We'll talk to a guy who's trying to pursue her, Clint Curtis. He's also running for office in Florida. And we'll talk to him about this whole Ann Coulter business coming up after 7 o'clock. Don't forget to go to am760.net. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes from AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are picking up on the highways this morning. Now seeing a new two-car accident. If you're headed in from Lakewood, it's on Highway 6, just east of Federal, so that's going to slow you down just a little bit. I-25 also starting to bunch up coming out of Thornton North Glen, slow from 104 to the Turnpike, and we're stacking up as you make your way into downtown. Southbound 225, looking good so far, a little sluggish as you head toward the Tech Center, and I-70 pushing top speeds between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, but things are starting to get busy. Around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, they're filling in, so is the Turnpike. Eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny, warm, highs in the upper 70s. Right now we're at 48 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's Randy. Get online, am760.net, and join the AM 760 Progressive Club for station info, big prizes, and more. It's all at am760.net.
Stay connected with am760.net.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. With 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
In a busy, stressful world, everyone needs a private getaway to rejuvenate body, mind, and spirit. Restore your joy at Gold Lake Mountain Resort and Spa. Bridging heaven and earth just 30 minutes west of Boulder. GoldLake.com.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I have no regrets today and no doubts. I am proud of the past. I am at peace with the present. And I'm excited about the future.
All right, you believe him? You believe him? And are we missing a talking point, an example, since Tom DeLay pulled the plug yesterday? And also, you know, here's something else, too, which I just started to ask a few minutes ago, and I want to ask you again. Think the GOP will be able to spin past this? Good morning. It's 6:49, 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 73, partly sunny skies and thunderstorms. And we're talking about Tom DeLay. After 7 o'clock, we'll talk about Ann Coulter and the legal trouble that she may be in. Plus, the whole immigration debate has now become divisive, nasty. There's a lot of hate involved in it. We've got the school dress code problem. We'll get into that, too, as well. But right now, I want to ask you about Tom DeLay. You know, are we missing a good talking point here, a good opportunity, which is what critics of the Democratic Party allege and people are speculating on? And plus, do you think the GOP will be able to spin their way past this thing with DeLay? 303-713-7600. Two lines open. We go to Rod in Grand Lake. Rod, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine. Just fine. I don't think they're missing a talking point. You still have people like Boehner who said the DeLay served with honor and integrity.
Dennis Hastert said that he was an incredibly effective leader and a speaker, and that he did some miraculous things.
Yeah, and you have what, something like 95% of the people in Congress got money from the guy, and I don't recall any Republicans saying that he was doing a bad thing. They all loved it, and I think as long as Democrats keep hammering away on their entire way that he did things and that the Republicans fell in line with that, I don't think they're missing any kind of opportunity at all. The other thing I wanted to say about him is that I think it's typical of a coward and a bully that he would stick his tail between his legs and run when it looked like he was going to get his butt kicked. And I think that's what that's what he is. He's a coward and a bully, and he didn't lead. He intimidated. He called people names. He excluded the Democrats from the legislative process, and that's not what America's about. I mean, disagree with me all you want, but don't let me not be part of the discussion. And he did that all the time.
Yeah,
and
Ron,
the Republicans loved it. I mean, they all fell in line.
Well, Rahm Emanuel was talking about that yesterday, about how there were all these kinds of bills and all these proposals that Democrats had for a varying number of issues, from homeland security to the war to all kinds of things, to taxes, and that under DeLay, nothing could ever get discussed, that he would sit on everything.
Yeah, I mean, he talks about what a religious guy he is, and I think if Christ came back to Earth and said that he was bringing peace in mankind, or peace and love to all of mankind, but by the way, he was a Democrat, DeLay would fight him every inch of the way.
You know, that's another thing that amazes me. You know, I'm really amazed by this, by the fact that the GOP and people like Tom DeLay, who by the way, he says one of the things he's going to do when he leaves is he's going to work for a closer alliance between religion and government. How they're able to fuse this whole, and I've been talking here the last couple of days about the religious right, how they're able to like fuse that whole thing of money and power politics with religious values.
I know. I mean, it's just, it's not the Christianity I don't consider myself a very religious person, but it's certainly not the Christianity that I grew up with, or that seems to me the kind of Christianity that most people, I think, embrace. I think you got a lunatic fringe out there that can't believe that anybody could possibly disagree with them and still be a religious person and have any kind of faith in God or Christ or whatever it might happen to be. I mean, fundamentalism is fundamentalism, and if you don't agree with them, you're going to go to hell immediately, and you're going to you're an awful person, and it doesn't matter if you're a fundamentalist Christian or a fundamentalist Muslim. Those folks are way out there, but anyway, that's
well, they still stick with and control the GOP, and DeLay is like right in their pocket. I mean, DeLay, like sucked up to those people big time, and I wonder how they reconcile all of that, and DeLay's financial dealings and alleged financial dealings and the way he ran the House of Representatives, how they reconcile that with religion. I guess I'm not smart enough to understand where they're coming from with that and how that works.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they bother to worry about reconciling it. I think the only thing that matters to them is that it enabled them to get power and money, and that's all they care about.
All right, one last question. Does the GOP spin their way out of this?
I don't think so. As long as we keep hitting them with the fact that all of them loved DeLay and thought he was a great guy, and people like Boehner making comments like they're making, and other people. Plus, you know, I think DeLay's legal problems are probably going to keep mounting, and that's probably still going to be in the headlines between now and Election Day. And you know, I think he's I can't see him spinning their way out of it. I think they'll try, and I think, you know, hopefully the Democrats and independents and people of conscience won't let them do it. So I think you got to just keep hitting them with the same stuff over and over and over again, and don't let them spin their way out of it.
Yeah, well, his trial has been put off until next year. But this guy, Rudy, saying that they're running a criminal enterprise out of his office. That ought to be pretty interesting to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, well, and his chief of staff, I forget his name, begins with a B, is also under scrutiny. And so now you got almost everybody's in his entire office either indicted, pled guilty, or about to be indicted, and DeLay's claiming that he didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think the guy's name is Buckham, I think is his name.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to be pretty stupid to believe that a guy like DeLay doesn't know what's going on in his office. I mean, he didn't let the sun rise without him telling it that it was okay to do it. I mean, you know, I can't believe that he didn't know every single detail and okayed it. And, you know, I hope that one day we'll see how much power and influence he has over his cellmate, Bubba.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Rod.
You bet.
Appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Christine in Aurora. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Let me see if I can get... There we go. Go, Christine.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a nice day if the thunderstorms don't get in the way.
Well, I just met with Tom DeLay, moved his way out of office.
Yeah, there you go.
And one thing that doesn't... People don't... I don't know why they don't seem to be picking up on it, but he's not just leaving the race. He's leaving office. And last time I checked, his term doesn't end until January.
Right, he's out at the end of May.
Yeah, so I think that speaks volumes. Because why wouldn't you, I mean, does he not want to be a lame, is that the reason? But most people still finish their term in office. I mean, they don't just bail in the middle of it because they're going to lose a race in November. You know, they still are supposedly wanting to represent their state, at least until, you know, somebody else is voted in. It just seems... Well, it seems obvious to me that he knows that he's about to get indicted for something.
Yeah, good. You know, really, really, you know, good point. All right, before I run out of time here, can the GOP spin their way out of this, or can we still use this DeLay thing to our advantage?
Oh, I think absolutely we can use the DeLay thing for our advantage. I mean, all you have to do is hold DeLay up and say, especially if he's under indictment, and say, look what all these people did. They all sided with him. They all took his money. They all, you know, voted with him, in line with him. They let him be the leader. They're just as corrupt as he is.
All right, Christine, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, take care. Ann Coulter, we love to hate her. Is she in legal trouble? Yeah, we'll find out. Plus, the immigration debate. Now it's getting nasty, divisive. And it even involves high school students and dress codes. We'll talk about that coming up, too.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live.
One way or another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars,
Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Sometimes I think change is a good thing.
It's a big change for NBC's Katie Couric. On the air about 90 minutes ago, Couric told the Today Show audience she's leaving after 15 years for an even bigger job with another network.
I know it's the worst kept secret in America, but I'm going to be working on the CBS Evening News in 60 minutes.
Rome Hartman is the executive producer of the CBS Evening News.
Every evening newscast forever on every network reflects the personality and taste of its anchor. And this one will, you know, just like the Evening News with Walter Cronkite or with Dan Rather and now with Katie Couric.
Couric says she'll be leaving NBC at the end of May. At CBS, she'll replace Bob Schieffer on the Evening News. He took over from Dan Rather on a temporary basis about a year ago. Overseas, a militant Islamic group has posted a website video allegedly showing an American pilot on fire being dragged from a drowned Apache helicopter. Military officials can't confirm that, but they do say a chopper was shot down in Iraq on Saturday, and both pilots died. They say both bodies have been recovered. Saddam Hussein is back in court in Baghdad. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has been watching and listening.
Looking more like an academic than a former dictator, Saddam came armed with a sheaf of documents, a thick pair of glasses, and a simple legal argument. I alone am responsible for what happened in jail, he said, and everything was done according to Iraqi law.
Saddam is accused of ordering the massacre of 148 men and boys. In another Iraqi court, a judge has cleared the CBS News cameraman Abdul Amir Hussein, who was arrested by American troops a year ago today on suspicion of inciting insurgents. Florida officials may have been shocked to learn that a man who allegedly went online to solicit a 14-year-old girl was a government press official. They were really shocked that he didn't try to hide his identity.
Brian Doyle not only, during subsequent conversations, identified himself and was proud of the fact of his position, but he gave us his office phone number. He also gave us his business cell phone number.
And Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the person Doyle thought was a teenage girl was really a deputy sheriff. Doyle is the Homeland Security Department's press secretary, deputy press secretary. In California, April showers bring April mudslides. CBS's Hattie Kaufman is on the Weather Watch.
The rainfall in San Francisco has broken records that have stood for more than 100 years. Here in Los Angeles, the rainy season is usually January and February. Here it is, April, and it's pouring.
Massachusetts could become the first state to guarantee health coverage for everyone. Healthcare advocates say the bill the legislature passed and the governor says he'll sign could become a model for states around the country. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer-songwriter Gene Pitney has died overnight at a concert after a concert in Cardiff, Wales. He was 65. No word on the cause of death. S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Ah, my arthritis hurts so much. When I hit the ball, the pain hit me.
Arthritis pain can ruin your tennis game. That's why you need the new Capsaicin patch for relief beyond belief. Capsaicin patch is doctor-recommended, long-lasting, and works fast. For arthritis pain relief so effective.
I can't believe it. I can't feel the pain. I'm stunned.
You've got to feel it for yourself. The new Capsaicin patch. Relief beyond belief.
My backhand is back.
Judy, you signed up for Medicare drug plan, right?
Yep.
Are you really saving anything?
About $300 a month for my heart medicine.
Whoa!
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Can you show me how you did it?
Can you show me how you make your apple cake?
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. RTD has agreed to meet informally this morning with a federal mediator and union officials. Striking transit workers yesterday asked Governor Owens to intervene in their walkout at RTD, but Governor Owens refused, saying they should instead go back to work.
We know that this strike did not have to happen. RTD management, as well as union management, had an agreement. The union management had a responsibility to present that agreement to its membership and to sell its membership on the agreement that management had unanimously agreed to.
The RTD already has rejected the union's request to put the wage and benefit dispute before an independent party, saying it was too late. Meanwhile, RTD plans to spend $500,000 to increase security during the strike. Denver police will continue its search today in a Weld County landfill for the body of 51-year-old Terry Schilt, who's been missing since February 25th. Denver prosecutors have charged her husband, Frank, with first-degree murder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Things are busy around town this morning. The diagonal on Highway 93 both stacking up. So is Foothills Parkway and Highway 287. Now, the turnpike is in the usual slow spot to eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And on the north end of town, southbound I-25, we're loaded up as you approach 104th right into downtown. And we're stacking up in both directions through T-Rex. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, jamming from Sheridan, that's because of an earlier multi-car crash near Federal. Good news is that's been cleared out of your way. Southbound 225 slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and I-70 now bunching up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Looking at the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s. We're already at 48 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you ready for an all-natural, refreshing cocktail? Fresh's Gourmet Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary mixes are premium, non-alcoholic mixes with nothing artificial. You can find Fresh's mixes at Whole Foods, Apple Jacks, Argonaut, and other fine liquor stores, or visit Fresh's.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 73. We do have some thunder showers in the forecast. Don't forget, you can win that eco trip, that fabulous eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge. And you can sign up now at am760.net. So make sure you do. All kinds of fabulous prizes included in there, like $500 in cash, $500 in show gas cards, chance to go to a dinner with Ed Schultz and myself, breakfast with Al Franken and myself. So you know what? Get in there and sign up, because I want you to win that trip to Costa Rica. It is a fabulous one. You know what? Any time that we could talk about Ann Coulter and her legal difficulties, I'm more than happy to do it. I don't know about you. Clint Curtis is a congressional candidate and an election fraud whistleblower. And he is involved with what's going on in Palm Beach County elections. And he was involved in the Palm Beach County officials' decision to investigate and maybe take legal action against Ann Coulter. And Clint, good morning and welcome to AM 760. Good to have you on.
Good to be on, sir.
All right, for those people who don't know about Ann Coulter, about why she would do something like go vote at a polling place, I guess in a district, where she's not registered, which would be what? Fraud? I mean, what was her reasoning behind doing this?
I don't think she's come up with a reason. In fact, most recently she says, well, I don't even live in Palm Beach. Like, she wasn't even there. So, considering the fact that an election official actually stopped her and said, you know, you aren't really living here. Are you sure you want to go ahead and vote? She went ahead and voted. So,
now, how did you find out about it?
Well, actually, it made the papers.
Okay, so you just about one day you just picked the paper up, and there was this story about Ann Coulter, because it also made the wire services, and you know, was on nationwide that she had done this. So what, you decided to file a suit, or you talked to the Palm Beach County authorities, or how did that happen?
I just actually called down and talked to them to see, you know, if they were pursuing the matter, and they were hedging a little, not a lot. You know, they wanted to make sure they had their ducks in a row. But they have decided to pursue it, so they have written her letters, and I guess she has 30 days to reply. And after that, which, of course, they had to send it to where she voted, so she won't even get the letter because she doesn't live there, but they're going to pursue it, I assume.
Now, I have, you know, no idea what the penalty is for this. What is the penalty for voting in a precinct that you're not registered in?
Actually, it's a felony.
Really?
It's a felony. She could get jail time.
That's too good to be true, Clint.
At a minimum, having a felony in Florida means they purge you from the voter rolls. So wherever, of course, I think she's from New York, so that may not really matter. Because they purge her from Florida's rolls, she can always vote in New York. But
well, wait a minute.
She could get jail time and a fine. I don't think the fine would be significant to her, but the jail time might. And it would set an example that we really care about the voting system. I mean, isn't the fact that it's just her, if it had been Fred Flintstone or anybody else that came in and cheated and actually voted someplace they knew they weren't allowed to vote, they should face the same penalties. It's not just because, you know, it's her, although that does make you kind of want to go dance in the streets. But
yeah, you know what it does. But now, when you said she lives in New York, does she split her time between New York and Florida? What in the world was she doing voting in Florida if her official residency is New York?
Well, I'm not sure where her official residency is. All we're sure of so far is that the one that she was voting on actually belongs to her realtor.
So. This doesn't make any sense at all. Wait a minute. The residency that she listed in Florida, number one, it belonged to her realtor, and number two, was it even in Palm Beach?
The one she listed was in Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
That residence could have voted, but the only catch, of course, is you're supposed to live there.
And she doesn't have full-time residency there.
She doesn't ever live there. Her realtor lives there.
Oh, jeez.
Her realtor has gone on record as saying, this address belongs to me and not to her. So whether they'll be backpedaling after that fact, it'll be hard to do at this point. So they're going to have to come up with something. But
this is the weirdest. This is the weirdest of weird stories.
It's a wild group.
I mean, why in the hell would she do something like that? Well, you can't read her mind. You can't tell us. I mean, she's not a rational human being 90% of the time. But I mean, it's like, why would you set yourself? Well, because you know what? She probably figured no one would take it seriously.
Right.
That she could go in there and get away with it, and that no one would take her seriously. And lo and behold, you pick up the local paper, right? You see it in there, and you say, hey, this is illegal. So you call, and now they're taking it seriously.
Right. Well, they said they were taking it seriously even before I called. So we shall see. It helps, you know, the fact that I am running for Congress, and so that gets a little attention. I think the fact that it's Ann Coulter helped more than anything, because everyone jumped on it and said, this is the same person that was calling the people in West Palm Beach nitwits and unable to know how to vote, and you know they blew the election in 2000. So you know that adds a little something too, because apparently she does know how to vote, just not in the right place.
7:12 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Clint Curtis, congressional candidate in District 24 in Florida. You can go to his website, ClintCurtis.com. Now, there's a second part to this. You're running against a Republican, Tom Feeney. He's the incumbent. In sworn testimony to members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, you stated that Tom Feeney asked you to create a computer program designed to flip votes on electronic voting machines without detection. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, that was back in 2000. I was working for a company called Yang Enterprises. And at the same time I was there as a programmer, he was our head lobbyist, our corporate attorney, and Speaker of the Florida House. And he came in and requested a machine that worked on touchscreens where you can go in and flip the votes. And I thought he was trying to stop vote fraud, but after I finished it and handed it in and said, okay, here's the way it works, this will flip the votes for you, and this is what you need to do to stop it. And the owner of the company says, now you don't understand. This is for flipping the votes in South Florida. That blatant. So,
you know, I had a woman, I was sitting in for Ed Schultz last week, and I had a woman call from Miami and was complaining about the vote situation and voting machine situation. And, you know, every state is different. I mean, here in Colorado, which I found out the other day, I didn't know because I didn't live here at the time it was passed, but there's a verifiable vote law here where you have to have a spindle or a paper trail. You know, it keeps records the information.
People are good, by the way, the little spindles.
Or whatever it is, I'm just using it as a descriptive term. I'm not sure what it is, but they have a law where you know where they have to have a verifiable ballot. But every state is different. So what is the situation there currently in Florida?
In Florida, you have a law against a verifiable ballot.
What the heck?
In fact, even if you have paper, They've passed laws so you can't count it. You can't count it. The official ballot will be what the machine says. I don't care what the real vote is. This is machine only. So, you know, we're in bad shape. We have to fix that.
And
actually, the little spindle rolls on the side,
right,
that are no good because they're all thermal paper. You can flip them. You can basically obliterate them by heating up the machine. You can do lots of things to them. It needs to print out a ballot that becomes the ballot of record, and then you audit it, just a small sample, against the actual machines. And then you'll know if you got cheated, and you'll know if you can fix it. If the machine breaks down, you're not completely out of the game. You can go back in, and you can check it.
Now, what did the House Judiciary Committee say about your testimony about Mr. Feeney?
It's Congress. They don't tell you anything.
They didn't say anything. So no one has done anything about Mr. Feeney's and about your allegations about Mr. Feeney wanting you to create a computer program designed to flip votes.
We're doing it now. We're going to run against him. We're going to remove him. He's corrupt on a lot of levels. That's just one of many. You know, he's involved with Abram Hoff money. He's involved with every scandal you can find. Feeney's in there pitching. So,
and how's your campaign going against him?
It seems to be going well. We're picking up speed. We're new. You know, if anyone's interested, they can go to my website, ClintCurtis.com. And, you know, we're getting contributions from all over the world, actually. Citizens living in Hong Kong and citizens living in Czechoslovakia. And so it is going fairly well. What we have to do is get the information out, make it public, and let people protect themselves so that you actually have a valid election again. Because no matter what issue you care about, it will not matter if you don't get a chance to vote on it.
Yeah, that was going to be my last question to you, was going to be, if you run against Mr. Feeney and you don't have verifiable paper ballots, how do you know you have a fair chance of winning?
Well, I've actually put together, since it didn't happen like I was expecting it to, I thought, you know, people would be able to fix this without me. But I put together a program online, web-based, where people can go in and say who they voted for. And then the candidate, me, or, I mean, I set up for national, so it doesn't really matter, can go in and it will get a report for each precinct. You get raw numbers. You don't know exactly who the person is. It's still a blind vote. But you do have your raw numbers. Then at the election, you get your precinct totals. If they don't match, you can contact the web. The website contacts the voters, and you have a list of people who said they voted for you. So you now have documented people tied to their votes.
Huh.
So it can't be thrown out as, you know, that's just an exit poll. You know, there's no people involved. It's just raw numbers. We'll have people, and the people can then ask for recalls, which are better than lawsuits because lawsuits can take 4 years and the term is two. So that won't work. But we can recall immediately, and the most important thing is we'll know. And the fact that we know might be enough that they won't want to flip it.
All right. Clint Curtis, thank you, man. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the whole thing of not only your election, but also nailing Mr. Feeney, and also good luck with the Ann Coulter situation. Let's hope you get her, too.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
All right, Clint. Thanks so much, man.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you being on the show. There's Clint Curtis, congressional candidate, District 24, Florida. If you want to find out more about him, go to ClintCurtis.com. 718, 18 minutes after 7 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the immigration debate. It has turned nasty. It has bled over to the schools in which there's tension. Ken Salazar got a number of nasty emails for his position on the Kennedy-McCain bill. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Take your calls, too, at 303-713-7600 about why we can't, why we can't have a rational discussion here about immigration and why it has to turn so nasty. Speaking of things turning nasty, you know what? How about when the weather turns nasty? Wouldn't you love to be in Costa Rica? Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge. All you got to do is sign up now at am760.net.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Busy ride this morning, and if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, south on I-25, running heavy as you approach 104th right into downtown, and we're also stacking up in both directions through T-Rex. Now, eastbound 6th Avenue had an earlier problem right near Federal. That has been cleared, but we are loaded up from Sheridan on over. And south on 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now, I-70 bunching up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and around town. Things are pretty busy. The Diagonal and Highway 93 are loaded up, so is Foothills Parkway and Highway 287. And the Turnpike now slow westbound from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Eastbounders seeing the usual delays from Federal to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s. Right now we're at 48 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get loaded O2 Explorer for just $11,900. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. So get your loaded O2 Explorer today for just $11,900. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Derek Figueroa is CFO for the Seattle Fish Company in Denver and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I was looking for an opportunity to grow my skills, grow myself, both personally and professionally.
In just 18 months of class time, you're a graduate of an internationally recognized Executive MBA program.
It enabled me to go back into my company in the business environment and contribute a lot sooner.
Invest in your future right now. Call 303-623-1888 or go to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
Are you tired of always being the wingman but never the man? Will you ever be the one who gets the girl who has it all? Yes, Match.com has created a new free online dating starter kit that can help you change your life. Every day, over 200,000 women log on to Match.com, and our starter kit lays out a proven plan for you to meet them, then ace the date. Give your love life a huge kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free, only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, only big kahunas can afford a trip to Hawaii.
Balderdash! Travelocity's got great deals on Hawaiian vacations.
Myth two. No one has ever caught the rare Hawaiian nene bird.
I found one! I found one! Sorry.
Vacations to Hawaii from $422. Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com/Hawaii or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me at Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? You could win one of these exciting prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 73, AM760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, as I said, to go to am760.net, sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. You know, the immigration situation has gotten sour. And maybe you can answer this question for me, why we can't discuss this and not get us so emotional. The Rocky Mountain News has got a pretty disturbing article in it. Hate flows both ways in the immigrant fight. Let me quote a little bit for you from it. Poisonous, sometimes racist messages have poured into Senator Kenan Salazar's office since he had taken a more outspoken role backing a controversial guest worker program as senators continue haggling yesterday over the contentious immigration reform legislation. Salazar, who is a Democrat from Denver, took to the floor of the U.S. Senate to call for civility in the debate. Salazar, only one of three Hispanic senators, said hate-filled attacks had been among the barrage of lobbying calls, letters, and emails to his office that he's received in the recent days. You know, he says, one of the messages read, "I'm not a racist against Mexicans. I want all minorities kicked out." Salazar said another message told him, "Put all the illegal aliens on trains and deport them out of the country. They come in vans. Rail cars would be a step up." Another email message said, "Salazar should go back to Mexico." Even though his family has been here for centuries and helped settle New Mexico's capital, Santa Fe, before the U.S. was a country. Man, what is up with this? And then there's another story in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. The illegal immigration debate, this is called waving the peace flag. The illegal immigration debate in Congress keeps sparking racial tensions at Metro Denver schools, and another principal has had enough of the flags, camouflage, and bandanas that she says stokes the fire. An increasingly large number of students were showing their feelings on immigration by the clothes they wore, and that had turned into ugliness, racial slurs, and hurt feelings.
according to Myla Shepherd, who is principal of the Shaw Heights Middle School. Some 25 students came to class last week in anything camouflage they could find in their closets to show support for U.S. troops in Iraq, she said. Meanwhile, some of the Hispanic students brought bandanas designed like the Mexican flag and had them hanging from their pockets. Shepherd sent a letter home Friday telling parents that the clothes and flags were being banned for a while. A few parents gathered at the school to protest the ban, but most of the students abided by the new rules on both Monday and Tuesday. Now, Shepherd said the school, which is 46% Anglo, 41% Hispanic, has had very little racial tension until the past couple of weeks. What is it about all of this that strikes this kind of vitriolic response in people? That we can't debate the status of illegal immigrants and the border without getting tense, without getting hateful. And then the other thing is it bleeds off into the kids. Now, last week, the principal of Skyline High School in Longmont temporarily banned the carrying of Mexican and U.S. flags, saying that they were being used to harass and intimidate people of the opposite camp. So not only can adults not have disagreements, but kids can't have them either. And why does this thing turn into a racial thing? And why does it turn bitter and vitriolic like this? I mean, the Senator Salazar, who when I read this morning, I thought, man, I got to go to his website and send him an email and say, hey, we're not all like that out here. That I have definite and strong opinions about this whole ongoing controversy of illegal immigration, but I certainly wouldn't take it down to that level. And I certainly wouldn't cast it in racial terms. But it's become cast that way. And it's caused tensions in high schools. Now, these kids got to get it from the parents, right? I mean, isn't that where it comes from? Which is a sad commentary. But cooler heads just don't prevail here. I mean, we can't, work this thing out without getting crazy. Now, I wonder, because I don't know, and, excuse me, if you're Hispanic, maybe you can call in and talk about this a little bit. I have seen polls where immigrants feel that there is an anti-immigrant tide rising in this country stemming from this debate. But I wonder if Hispanics, I wonder if they feel like this is a racial thing. And I wonder how many of you feel like this whole immigration thing is really a racial thing. And the reason I ask that is because, we don't say much about the, even though there are not as many, we don't say much about the illegal immigrants that would come through the borders in Canada. We don't say much about the illegal immigrants who come here from Eastern Europe. I mean, they're here. I mean, an illegal is an illegal, right? So it doesn't make any difference what race, nationality you are. I mean, the fact is, if you're here illegally, you're here illegally, correct? But we don't say much about those people. What we basically do is we basically talk about brown-skinned people. Now, I'm not accusing anybody of being racist. I'm just trying to probe into here to find out why something that is of importance to national security, that brings up so many important questions to this society, such as wages, such as jobs, such as the idea of the United States being a diverse melting pot, as opposed to a place that may that would undergo balkanization? I mean, if that's the right term. I'm wondering why it is that cooler heads don't prevail here and that we can't sit down and that I couldn't sit across from you and you couldn't sit across from me, or that perhaps you and I couldn't sit across from our ideological neighbors who are down the hallway here and have a discussion with them or with their listeners without it getting crazy and without people getting nuts. And is there some kind of threatening thing going on here? Do people feel like, well, we're being invaded? We're being threatened. And our national security is being threatened. All right, I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Take your best guesstimate about this. I'd love to hear from you on it, about why we just can't do this in a rational manner, why Salazar gets these hate email messages, and why it has bled over into high schools, these kids, with the whole dress code question again, about how you can't wear American flags, red, white, and blue flags. You can't. I mean, why you can't do this? Why can't we just sit down and discuss something like rational adults in the greatest and freest country in America? I mean, in the world. Why we can't? I'm amazed. 7:31. It's 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here. Here's somebody who's constantly amazing. We'll take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We're into day number 3 of the RTD strike, so no light rail this morning, no 16th Street Mall service. For details on routes that are running, you can call 303-299-6000. Now, if you're coming out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow ride from Sheridan on over. Also, a busier ride than usual, southbound on I-25, we're jam-packed, approaching 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. I do have an accident working southbound 225 right around DTC, so expect jams from Parker Road on down and around town. Busy for you on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. We're stacking up on Highway 287 and the Turnpike, seeing the usual slow spots both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the upper 70s. We're at 48 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A DU bachelor's degree can help working adults reach their professional goals online evenings and weekends. Attend an open house on April 12th. Information at adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice.
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Oh, come on. John Turk. What is this, the dating game? How many people remember the dating game? Now let's introduce Bob from Burbank, California. Bob is a proctologist. Oh, good Lord. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. This is actually called the Mexican Shuffle. All right, we're talking about the divisiveness of the immigration topic and how it has now turned sour. It's bled into the schools. And let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Van.
You sound much better.
I feel better, man. I really do.
Right on. Wanted to just give a call, and I think that, you know, maybe it's just because I grew up in the South. And I watched Nixon's Southern strategy take hold and essentially convert all of the racist Democrats into racist Republicans, that I understand this. I mean, you know, in the last election cycle, it was gays, okay? This election cycle, we're going to, you know, awake that bigoted base with immigration, and we're gonna get them out there. I think one thing they didn't anticipate, though, is that the racist wing of the Republican Party and the corporatist wing of the Republican Party are in direct opposition on this issue. And that's why it's dividing them so hard.
Well, here's the thing that gets me. We've been talking about this now for 2 weeks. Does everybody here concede unanimously that we do have we've got an immigration problem? Does everybody agree with that?
I actually think we have a border security problem.
All right, whatever you want to call it, a border security problem.
And we've got a labor issue. I actually have no problem with as many people as have come over the border coming over the border. What I don't like is that they don't have voting rights. They don't have any type of labor rights. There's no laws protecting them. And there's no government enforcement of any of the labor rules. And I think that's the problem. I mean, I'm aware of one guy here in Boulder that illegal immigrant working on a job, cut off his hand, got emergency medical care, flight back to Mexico. And that's how it gets handled, you know. And I think that when you look at what's going on, we need the labor. We aren't replacing our population on our own fast enough, and we need the labor. We've needed the labor the entire history of the United States. Immigrants have driven the engine of the American economy.
Okay, but here's my point. Here's my big question. If we all agree, no matter what you want to call it, a border security problem, a labor issue, an immigration problem, whatever it is you want to call it, why are we incapable of sitting down and discussing this without hysteria, without it turning into being hate, and then doing such things as bleeding over into high schools?
Well, I think it's because of the way it's been framed. You look at who's been spearheading it. What is it, Tancredo, that guy from California, the fella from down in Arizona. You know, all of those guys are framing it in a very racial way. It's not about Canadians. It's not about the Irish. It's not about Turks. It's not about, you know, Pakistanis. It's about Mexican immigrants. And then, you know, I mean, the fact that when there was all the demonstrations, you know, in Los Angeles and in Denver, the one thing that the right-wing talking had seized on was the Mexican flag. And the footage I saw some Mexican flags, I saw some Honduran flags, I saw some American flags. I actually think out of the whole bunch, the Americans and the Mexican flags were kind of competing head-to-head.
I saw the Mexican flags, and it kind of bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is that they seized on it. And I think when you look at what's going on, it's in corporate America's best interest to either have these folks given amnesty and guest worker visas so that, once again, they have no rights, and they're just here as, you know, essentially indentured servants. And I think that it's in, you know, it's crazy. I mean, to me, it's like, bring them in. They work hard, 7-8 years of work, learn the language, learn the history, become good citizens, bam, you're in. You know, I don't think that, you know, having a limit of 25,000 a year on Mexicans, that in and of itself is racist.
All right. Bam, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Kurt in Denver. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Howdy, Jay.
Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Really good. As the president would say, I appreciate you.
There you go.
Well, I'd like to comment on the immigration issue, and I would like to take the stance that we don't have an immigration problem or a border control problem. We have a funding hospitals problem. We have a funding education problem. We have an economic inequities with Mexico and Central America problem, all of which we can tackle and deal with. But we're using it very conveniently, and a lot of very nasty people are using it the same way the Nazis used anti-Semitism, to try to simplify, unite, ignore the real problems, create an enemy, and take power.
You know what? Is it that or is it this? Is it the fact that it's human nature, regardless of who we are and what our political philosophies may be, that we have to have some kind of identifiable enemy, that we're always in some degree, way, shape, or form, under some kind of a threat? And if there isn't one, we'll make one. Now, I'm not saying that, in my opinion, that illegal immigration is not a problem. I'm not saying that. Here's what I am saying. Instead of dealing with the problem on a rational basis, we take the parties involved and vilify them, like we do everything else.
Sure, it's the boogeyman. It's easy, it's cheap, and we do it all the time.
All right, so is that human nature?
I don't know. I don't know if children do that, do they?
Well, we have to think back to when we were kids. I mean, but look at the high school students who there's racial tension now in the high schools over this.
Yeah, I don't know that human nature is a dangerous thing, Jay, to call things human nature then excuses it. And I'm not sure it's human nature or if it's something that we learn and teach. It's a lot easier than thinking or loving, you know?
All right, well, we'll have to think about it. Let's see what some other people have to say, whether we're off the beam or not. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And you know what? Maybe I'm off the beam. Maybe I'm totally off the beam. Maybe it's not human nature, but I always feel like it is human nature. Like, we always have to have somebody to go after. Like, how come we can't just rationally acknowledge there's a problem and then deal with it instead of vilifying the components involved? Judy in North Glen. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Judy.
I just wanted to say, as an Italian-American, my grandparents came from Italy through Ellis Island. They learned to speak English. My father-in-law came from France through Ellis Island. He learned to speak English. And I don't understand why the Mexicans, whether they're legal or illegal, refuse to speak English.
I don't know that they do. I think many of them take English classes. I mean, there's profiles in magazines and newspapers and in the media all the time. There was one in Carmen, I want to say her last name is. But I read her on Sundays in the Denver Post, where she was had an interview in there with an illegal immigrant who was working at night and taking an English language classes during the day.
But have you ever been to, like, a super Kmart or someplace like that?
Yeah. I've never been. Yeah, I've been to a I've been to a Kmart.
Because I have been there, and all I hear is the Mexican language.
But that doesn't mean they can't speak English.
Well, then they should speak it in public.
Well, why? Wait a minute. I mean, why does that make you paranoid?
No, I don't care what they speak in their house.
Well, wait a minute. We have to have a mandate in a free society where if you're you're standing around with another worker or you're standing around with another person and you're speaking Hebrew or you're speaking Spanish or you're speaking French, that there should be a declaration that you should have to speak English? Now, you're on the job, I think you should have to do that. I mean, I think you should have to do it on the job. I think you should have to do it in the school systems. I think you should have to, you know, I mean, you know, you should be, you know, if you're working for the government. But, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, if two people are standing around, I mean, I don't know why we'd have to compel them to speak a certain language.
Because they're in America. Now, my grandfather refused to let his seven children speak Italian because they were in America and they were to speak English.
I don't think legally you could do that. I don't think it would hold up.
Well, don't you think it comes down to the parents? The parents saying, like my grandfather did, we're in America, we speak English.
Because I think the parents should say, we're in America, you need to learn and be able to speak English. I don't think that the parents, I don't know if parents should sit down with their kids who are Hispanic or French or German or whatever they are and say, you should have to speak English 24/7 and that you should never speak a foreign language. I don't know if I agree with that or not. Let's see what other people have to say about it. Judy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay,
thank you for being
no problem.
Involved. Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye. I don't know if I agree with that or not. I know sometimes John Turk and I don't speak English between each other. We're not sure exactly what that language is, but we don't speak English. 7:45, 50 minutes away from 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
An accident working southbound 225 right around DTC, so expect a slow go from Parker Road on down. Busier ride for you on southbound I-25 as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen. We're slow approaching 104th right into downtown and stacking up in both directions through T-Rex. Now eastbound 6th Avenue, it's bunching up from Sheridan over towards I-25. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the upper 70s. Right now it's 52 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory & O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory & O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Round? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. Feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Emergency response.
You fell down a well.
No, my son.
Your head?
It's stuck.
It's stuck?
In a vase.
A vase? Listen, this line is for real emergencies, not pranks.
Things can get pretty ugly when you're bored after school.
Hello?
In an after-school program, you can find something way better to do, like hoops, soccer, painting, even field trips. Check out afterschoolscene.com. It's more fun than getting your head stuck in a vase. Brought to you by the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
First 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. Turn your financial dreams into reality.
Laurel's exclusive seminar is coming to your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495, but if you call now, you'll get two free tickets to attend. Call 1-800-704-3220. Come to Laurel's exclusive seminar in your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495 a ticket. Get two free tickets only if you call now. 800-704-3220. 800-704-3220.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, your AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 73, thunder showers. And we're talking about immigration here and why it has turned nasty. Why it's turned vitriolic and nasty, including the implementation of dress codes in high schools. Ken Salazar getting all kinds of nasty and vitriolic, email. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Rich Masters, who's a Democratic strategist. We'll ask him about Tom DeLay, and I'll ask him about that first question that I asked in the first hour about DeLay. Have the Democrats lost an important talking point with Tom fading off the scene? But right now, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Come on. Oh, there we go. Good, Marshall. I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
I think a lot of Democrats, and you included, are a little confused. You think that people actually want solutions. You think a certain subsection that is pushing this argument actually wants solutions. And they don't care about solutions. All they care about is power. This is all about power. This is about pushing an issue that divides us up enough that they can keep their stranglehold on power. And that's all this is about. You know, Tancredo has had, this is his fourth, fifth term?
Yeah.
And he barely got anything done on this issue besides talking and talking and talking. He hasn't got effective legislation through because he isn't concerned about solutions. He's not concerned about solving the problem here. All he's concerned about is pushing enough of this to keep himself in power.
Well, you know, he may try to run in New Hampshire for the presidency on this issue.
Well, good luck with that, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. But well, you know what? Maybe you are right, because you know what? I would like to see some solutions, and I really have a hard time understanding why people have to get down to this level.
Well, I agree with basically what Randy Rhodes has said about engaging the Mexican government, because there's no conversation going on between President Bush and Vicente Fox, because they don't want that conversation to occur, because that would be probably the best first step that could occur is getting these two countries involved and working out a solution that works for everyone instead of, you know, Fox just pushing his people over the border as quick as they can come because he doesn't want to deal with this situation. We need to push President Bush to get involved to say, hey, this isn't right. You can't just be keep pushing your citizens across the border because you don't want to deal with them.
Well, listen, I agree with that 100%. I was talking about it yesterday, the fact that if anybody's ever lived on the border, been to the border, visited the border, knows anything about the border, they know that Mexico is full of social unrest, is an economically screwed-up place, and is a socially screwed-up place. I mean, the murders alone and the violence that is going on in places like Nuevo Laredo, across the border from Laredo, the 13, 14, 16, and maybe more than that, missing women, or women that they dug up in graves, unmarked graves, in Juarez, which they have never solved that problem. People leave the interior because there's no jobs. There's no opportunity. Does this president go? Does he go down there? Does he lean on Vicente Fox at all about any of these issues? No. He actually goes down there and acts like a tourist. But the thing is, whatever the strategy we think we ought to take, whatever the strategy you think we ought to take, whatever the strategy I think we ought to take, whatever the strategy our friends on the right think we ought to take, why is it we can't get into a discussion about this without, you know, getting so vitriolic, nasty, and have these racist overtones?
Well, you know, Dasho, when he was in power, he tried to go down there and engage Vince Fox. And all the right wingers bashed him for it. They said he was down there on vacation. He was down there doing the work Bush should have been doing, trying to engage the Mexican government to figure out this problem. But they aren't concerned about figuring out a solution. They're just concerned about pushing whatever issue they can to divide us up so they can keep power.
But why does it have to get vitriolic in order for them to stay in power? Is that what you're saying? Like the more of a cement mixer it is, the more social injustice there is, the more vitriolic it is, the better for people like Tom Tancredo to maintain their grip on their congressional seat.
Well, it gets them news. It gets them the donor base. It fires them up. You know, but as far as for the rest of us, the rest of us have to live in America. We want solutions. We don't want the demagoguery that is the Republican Party. That's all they bring to the table is, you know, that rhetoric. And
well,
if that's what people want, I want solutions. I want our country moving forward. And if that's what other people want, vote Democratic because we're going to provide solutions.
Well, you know what? I can't disagree with what you're saying. Thank you, Marshall. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, let's go to Marcy real quick in Idaho Springs. Marcy, go ahead. Marcy, you there?
Yep.
Hi, I got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, really fast. First, you remember the song from South Pacific, You Have to Be Carefully Taught?
Right.
Go back and listen to the words. I think people are taught to hate. And it's easy to hate somebody who has an accent, who's brown instead of pale skin. And, you know, if you get somebody who's a Rubio, who's from Mexico and is blonde, they're not going to get discriminated against. It's very unfortunate, but I think that the wing nuts are deliberately doing it. There's no question in my mind. Something to keep in mind is that when Vicente Fox came in, I travel in Mexico a lot. I have a lot of expat friends. And they said that they traded a lot of the bribes for bureaucracy. A lot of the corruption is gone. But about the same time, if you look back in the 80s and the 90s, particularly in the 80s, big business, sent their factories, picked up their factories, and moved them to Mexico. They learned, unfortunately, a lesson that they could move their factories easily. And the Mexican workers had certain rights, they had certain laws, that the businesses didn't like. Guess what the businesses did? They figured out they could move their factories again, and they could move them to a country that wasn't going to make all of those things happen.
All right, Marcy, I'm up against the clock. Thanks, I appreciate the call. Good information. Thank you so much. All right, Rich Masters on Tom DeLay coming up next, and we'll continue this conversation, too, after Rich Masters and Pat Walk.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. In Massachusetts, it's an idea whose time has come.
Health insurance for every single citizen of the Commonwealth, and that's something no other state has tried.
Massachusetts will try it as soon as Governor Mitt Romney signs a mandatory coverage bill the state legislature passed with just two no votes. Health insurance advocate Phil Edmondson hopes the idea catches on around the country.
Massachusetts will be a national model for health care reform when this bill is put into effect. Other states are certainly going to look to this as a solution to their problems.
Coverage will be free to the poor. Those who can afford insurance but don't buy it on their own will get hit with a tax penalty. Businesses that fail to offer health benefits will pay $295 a year per employee to support the plan. The plan takes effect July of next year. It's a gruesome sight. An Islamic militant website is showing a video of a man on fire being dragged by Iraqi insurgents. The website claims the man was an American pilot whose helicopter was shot down. U.S. military officials say they can't confirm the authenticity of the tape, but they have said an Apache helicopter was shot down over the weekend. Both men on board died. They say both bodies have been recovered. Florida authorities have charged a Department of Homeland Security press official with going online to solicit a 14-year-old girl. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says that girl turned out to be one of his deputies.
He sent her 16 movie clips of pornography. During those 16 movie clips, as he would download them for her, then he would describe to her or ask her if she would engage in that kind of sexual conduct with him.
Homeland Security Deputy Press Secretary Brian Doyle was arrested at his Maryland home. The CBS Evening News is getting a new anchor, longtime NBC Today Show co-host Katie Couric.
I wanted to tell all of you out there who have watched the show for the past 15 years that after listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May.
CBS News executive producer Rome Hartman.
She's one of the best interviewers on television and has interviewed every important news figure on every important subject over a period of long, 15 years she's been on the Today Show.
NBC's reportedly negotiating with ABC's Merit of the Era to replace Couric. Sad news from Cardiff, Wales. Singer-songwriter Gene Pitney died overnight. His manager found the body this morning in Pitney's hotel room. There's no word on the cause of death. Pitney was 65. In Tampa within the past hour, a judge sentenced former Major League pitching star Dwight Gooden to a year and a day in prison for violating probation by using cocaine. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 27 points. NASDAQ is ahead 7. This is CBS News.
New in hardcover from best-selling author Lisa Jackson, Shiver. A serial killer stalking his victims in pairs. A detective determined to catch the madman before he strikes again. A woman haunted by her mother's death, who may be the killer's ultimate prize. Shiver. Sins will be avenged, secrets will be revealed, and someone will pay with their life. Shiver by Lisa Jackson, wherever books are sold.
Thanks for helping me move, Liz.
Sure.
Time for that California Chardonnay we love.
Ooh, Corbett Canyon?
Canyon.
But we're never going to find a corkscrew.
Oh, don't need one. Got the new Corbett Canyon Premium Wine Cask.
Clever.
Keeps air out, flavor in. Just turn the tap for a glass of crisp, refreshing Chardonnay.
Mmm, where'd you find it?
Premium Wine Section near Woodbridge.
Bet a woman invented it.
Why's that?
Clever, practical, don't need a tool to open it.
Good taste is worth repeating. The new Premium Wine Cask, only from Corbett Canyon. Corbett Canyon Vineyards, San Luis Obispo, California.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Bill Owens refusing to intervene in the RTD strike after being asked by the striking workers.
You know, in many ways, this union reminds me of the youngster who murders his parents and then throws himself on the mercy of the court because he's now an orphan.
Union spokesman Dave Minshall had said the union wanted Owens to rescind a ruling by the State Department of Labor that would ban binding arbitration, but Owens says that would take the decisions out of the hands of the transit system's elected board. Union members, RTD officials, and federal mediator will sit down at 10 o'clock this morning for an informal meeting. How long will the bus riders put up with an inconvenient strike?
After a month or something, it may get to be a little bit more of a hassle, but, you know, for a week or two, we got to do what we need to do.
Light rail service is shut down along the shuttles and the 16th Street Mall. The Skyride to DIA is only running from Stapleton. RTD trying to spread half of its total buses to other heavily traveled routes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are busy this morning dealing with the wreck stop on 225 near DTC, so that's jamming from Parker Road on down. Westbound I-70 also seeing a slow go because of a crash in Havana and on the north end of town. Southbound I-25, busier than usual probably because of this RTD strike. We're now loaded up from 136 on down to the Turnpike, then again from I-70 down to the Logan Street Bridge where we did have a right lane stall, adding to those jams. Now, northbounders bunching up from Orchard up through Yale and in Lafayette. We have a couple cars tangled up on Boulder Road at Courtesy Road. The diagonal and Highway 93 are crowded, and the Turnpike running heavy in both directions now through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs in the upper 70s. We're at 52 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into the Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Nice to have you along here. High today, 73. Thundershowers, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, Jim Ball of Morrison. Jim Ball, you told us you listened to my show, the Jay Marvin Show, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, right now at this time. And that's why I'm calling your name right now. Jim Ball, you have an hour to call us and claim a great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Lodge. Yeah, Crocodile Bay Lodge. So if your name isn't Jim Ball, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. See, we're making it easy because we want you to win. Every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash. So you can take Turk and myself to Twist and Shout and buy us all sorts of great CDs. Dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, $500 worth of gas. And every weekday, all the weekday winners qualify for a chance to win the eco trip to Costa Rica. It's our way of saying, hey, thanks for listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Jim Ball, we're waiting for your call. All right. Well, that kind of rhymes. Let's go to Rich Masters, Democratic strategist. We've had Rich on the show before. Rich, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Jay. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, you got it. You used to work with Senator Mary Landrieu. You used to be her communications advisor, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Tom DeLay. I was speculating this morning, because, and maybe I was playing into the mainstream media and maybe even the right-wing media's claims that without Tom DeLay around, the GOP can move past this and that if we don't have Tom DeLay to punch and use as a signpost, that we're missing a talking point. True or false?
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of truth to that. There's no question about it. I mean, I've done a bunch of interviews where we talk specifically about Tom DeLay and his impact, and DeLay continues to blame liberal Democrats for his problems. The problem is, you know, Democrats, from a purely partisan reason, want him around. I mean, you know, every time he'd turn over another sleazy rock, something else would crawl underneath. That said, we've got to look at the vast corrupt empire that these people built. I mean, it's not going away over time soon. We've got a chairman, Bob Nye, who from Ohio, who's been implicated. I mean, literally, they were running one of the most corrupt enterprises out of the majority leader's office, and that can't just end with DeLay. I mean, none of this, Tom DeLay is probably one of the key symptoms. But just by getting rid of one of the symptoms, you're not going to cure the disease, and the disease is a culture of corruption that this entire party has created, top to bottom.
Yeah, many of the key players still remain in place, even though this guy Rudy, who worked in DeLay's office, said that is alleged to have told federal prosecutors that they were running a criminal enterprise out of DeLay's office. How's DeLay going to get out from underneath this?
Well, from a legal perspective, I don't know how he does. I mean, I know how things work in these offices, and there's memos. There's going to, something is going to turn up, and I cannot imagine for the life of me that Tom DeLay just, for the good of his party, woke up, a day after Tony Rudy pled guilty and said, oh, geez, I think maybe this is going to be a bit of a distraction. I mean, I think he wants people to believe that. I mean, he's in a really bad position, and if I were giving him PR advice, I'd tell him to do exactly what he is doing. Problem is, facts are a very difficult thing, and this is a guy who, created this whole culture here in D.C. where you raise campaign cash, sell your votes to the highest bidder and move on and kind of gain Republican control and a Republican majority. And I hope voters don't forget it. Now, the question for Democrats is, we can't just stand around doing an end zone dance right now, Jay. I mean, we've got to, as Democrats, roll up our sleeves. And we go and talk about the culture of corruption, but we also need to talk about the progressive security agenda that we've got and what Democrats are going to do once we gain power back next year.
Well, Rahm Emanuel was saying yesterday, and I can't remember. I might have been on Hardball with Chris Matthews, or maybe somewhere else he was saying, that Democrats do have solutions, but most of those solutions would never see the light of day under the leadership of DeLay.
Oh, it's absolutely true. You hear all the time, well, Democrats have no ideas, and the Republicans have played into this. The truth of it is, Democrats have not had a platform to do anything. I mean, and a lot of Americans don't understand, technically how the House and the Senate work. Can you imagine for a second, Jay, that the shenanigans that have gone on underneath this Bush administration, had even one or two of them gone on under the Clinton administration, that they wouldn't have been calling hearings left and right? See, Democrats don't have any power to call any kind of hearings into all of this kind of culture of corruption that just permeates the party and has for the last several years. But without the ability to call hearings, without the ability to launch congressional investigations, they're really kind of helpless to even, to do this. I think now that the American people realize that they have had enough, to quote Newt Gingrich, they've had enough of the Republican Party. Now they're going to give the Democratic Party a fresh look and say, what are your ideas? And I think with Nancy Pelosi and with Howard Dean and with Leader Reid, they're coming forward with a really, really progressive agenda that is going to be tough on security, and it's going to be difficult for Republicans to say, oh, well, they're just the mommy party.
8:12, 12 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have Rich Masters, Managing Director of Corvus Communications, and formerly Communications Director for Senator Mary Landrieu. Polls show, though, that Republicans are losing their advantage on such things as the nation's security, that the Democrats are not far behind, and that they've lost their advantage on every other issue.
Yeah, well, they never had. I mean, the only issue that the Republicans really have had has been the kind of security issue. On every single other issue, health care, education, senior citizens, I mean, across the board, every other policy, Democrats have voters in America in their corner. I mean, if you looked at the last election in 2004, the American voters agreed with John Kerry on every single solitary issue except for security issues. They just didn't feel that he was going to keep the nation secure, and ultimately that is probably what swung the election. So that's the only thing that they've had, and you're absolutely right, Jay. All the polls now show people are starting to question it. That whole nonsense of we're going to take the war over there so that they're not, you know, doing it in the United States is ridiculous. We've created more terrorists in the Middle East just by the botched way that the administration has handled the whole Iraq situation. And I think people are getting it. I mean, you know, can you imagine if Bill Clinton were president in the United States and we knew only 5% of the containers coming into ports in the United States were being, you know, inspected?
Right.
I mean, 5%. I mean, that's incredible. 5 in 100 containers coming into the United States from foreign countries where anything could be smuggled are even being done. And why? Because the Bush administration has fallen down on the job.
All right, back to DeLay for a second. Did he quit because, one, federal prosecutors are right on his tail and he hears the footsteps, or two, because he knows there's trouble in his own district and that the hostile numbers there have gone way up and there's a chance that he would be defeated in November? Did he get out? Or three, do you think that the Republican leadership pressured him to get out?
Well, I don't think the Republican leadership could have pressured him. He's a stubborn old cuss, and I can't imagine anyone would pressure him to do anything. I think it's a combination of the other two. I mean, there's no question that being caught up in a federal investigation with your two top people having pled guilty is going to occupy a lot of your time. So I think from a fundamental legal standpoint, he'd realized it would be difficult. But I also think that he looked at polls in his district and realized that he could really lose this thing. And he's a guy who, and the funny thing about this, Jay, is this is a man who is hoisted on his own petard. I mean, this is a guy who created these gerrymandered districts. And in order to gerrymander his own district and to create more Republican reps in Texas, what he did was he gave up some of his Republican votes so that he could push Nick Lamps and some other good Democrats out of the way. Well, by giving up those Republican votes, he made himself more vulnerable, and actually it's why he's going to end up losing his seat.
Yeah, my last question about this would be, so he changes his official residence to Virginia. He's off the ballot. What does the GOP do there in his district, and has now, does that make it to now that Nick Lampson has got a lock on the deal?
Well, I think what they're going to try to do is they will try to appoint a hand-picked, hand-anointed DeLay successor. The other word in town is that the reason he waited until after the primaries because the folks that were running in the Republican primary against him he thought were pretenders and posturers and really weren't leaders. He wants to hand-pick his successor, and he would not have been able to do that had he gotten out before the primary. Now, he'll simply move to Virginia at some point in May, and then the Republican chairman in that congressional district will knuckle their heads together, and they'll come up with their hand-picked successor. I think Lampson has got a good shot at this. And, of course, I think he's going to say that this is DeLay's choice, and I think he should use the DeLay, sleaze factor to try to win that seat back. And Lampson's a great candidate, by the way, and it's unfortunate that DeLay, knocked him out of Congress to begin with his gerrymandering scheme.
The other thing that amazes me, in the Washington Post, DeLay's quoted this morning as saying that he wants to be involved in campaigning for Republican candidates. Who in the world would want to invite Tom DeLay to come campaign for you?
Well, the only reason you would do it is to really fight. Listen, he is a god when it comes to the far right wing of the Republican Party, and as you know, Jay, that is who controls the Republican
Party.
That's
right. You're right. You're right about that.
And so he can be used to raise money. There's a downside to him, obviously, coming in. But this is a guy who still can raise a bunch of money from the far right wing of that party because he's a hero to these people. You know, I mean, they've got to be the only people in America who believe that liberal Democrats are the ones that brought him down. I mean, what a laughable say liberal Democrats brought him. I don't think it was a liberal Democrat that pled guilty on Monday.
No, I don't think so either. And I don't think that, I think that the Justice Department can be, at times pretty bipartisan. Rich, thank you so much for your time again this morning. It's good to have you on the program.
Thank you, brother. Anytime.
Okay, you got it. There's Rich Masters. He's Managing Director of Corvus Communications and also a former Communications Director for U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, Democratic strategist. And it's always good to have him on the show because he knows what he's talking about when it comes to Tom DeLay. Hey, Jim Ball of Morrison, you told us you listened to AM 760 Progressive Talk right at this time, and that's why I'm calling your name right now. Jim Ball, you got 1 hour to call us, well, under 1 hour now, to call us to claim a great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And you know what, Jim? We're waiting for your call. Now, if your name isn't Jim Ball, you can sign up right now to get your name in the pot for that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, we're going to talk to Pat Block about the Colorado connection to Tom DeLay. And that's coming up next year on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
If you've had a little bit of credit trouble in the past, don't worry, the mortgage store is not going to judge you. They're going to help you. And they're with you the entire way. They start from the very first day and go all the way to closing. So the mortgage store will take care of you. Their loan consultants work with you on a daily basis. So call the mortgage store now, 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again, 303-423-7171. As a matter of fact, I want you to call to get this free credit analysis today and get approval over the phone, so I'm going to give you the number a fourth time. 303-423-7171.
Are you tired of always being the wingman but never the man? Will you ever be the one who gets the girl who has it all? Yes, Match.com has created a new free online dating starter kit that can help you change your life. Every day over 200,000 women log on to Match.com, and our starter kit lays out a proven plan for you to meet them, then ace the date. Give your love life a huge kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth,
Only big kahunas can afford a trip to Hawaii.
Boulder Dash! Travelocity's got great deals on Hawaiian vacations.
Myth 2. No one has ever caught the rare Hawaiian nene bird.
I found one! I found one! Sorry.
Vacations to Hawaii from $422. Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com/Hawaii or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, that's the sound of dogs nipping at the heels of Tom DeLay. 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. High today, 73. Thundershowers. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for joining us this morning. You know, the culture of corruption in the Republican Party just spreads out like tentacles. And this whole Tom DeLay thing does have a local connection. Let's talk to one of my favorite people, chairwoman of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado. Here's Pat Walk. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you back on the program.
It's good to be back.
Let's talk about the local connection here of Tom DeLay. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's interesting because Tom DeLay and his PAC, of course, you're right, they have tentacles all across the country. And when we started doing research, we found that three of our members of Congress have not only gotten money from his PAC, but, you know, in return have voted right straight down the line with Tom DeLay. Those three are Marilyn Musgrave in the 4th Congressional District, Tom Tancredo in the 6th Congressional District, and Bob Beaupre in the 7th. And so, you know, unlike some other things with Abramoff, where they immediately tried to get rid of any money that they gave, and we're talking about sizable chunks of money, anywhere from $23,000 to $30,000 that they received from Tom DeLay's PAC. So, you know, I just think that we've got to be sure in this case that we're holding their feet to the fire. This is unacceptable. And clearly, DeLay, his transgressions have caught up with him, and he has had to resign. But I think we need to look very carefully at our own congressional folks and where they're getting money from as well.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is that Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupre also voted with Tom DeLay about 90% of the time, correct?
Yeah. One of them, and I don't have my papers in front of me, one of them was 90, but up to 94% of the time
they
voted for along the line with Tom DeLay. And he's clearly been a major influence in the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives. And you know, it maybe they agreed with him 94% of the time, but, you know, everything that we know about what happens in Washington is that he, you know, he's bought his Congress people, and they've stayed right with him every single step of the way.
Yeah, he pretty much either did it through money or did it through muscle.
Right.
Forced them to go along. And I think, you know, in Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Bob Beaupre's, you know, situation, I think they really owe us, the taxpaying citizens and the citizens of Colorado, I think they owe us an explanation about all of this.
I absolutely agree with you, and I certainly think you take it into consideration when Marilyn Musgrave and Tom Tancredo are both running for re-election. At least I think Tom Tancredo is running for re-election.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Yeah, it's not clear. He seems to be everywhere but in the state of Colorado. In the case of Bob Beaupre, he's coming back to run for governor, and we certainly don't want him to bring those practices into the governor's race in Colorado.
No, that's without a doubt. And hopefully Angie Piccioni will call Marilyn Musgrave on the carpet about this and ask her about her relationship with Tom DeLay. And, you know, Marilyn Musgrave's constituents ought to ask about her relationship and ought to ask about that money and ought to ask about those votes. I mean, this ought to be a crucial thing to be explored in the campaign. The same thing with Tom Tancredo. Of course, you make a good point about this. We're not sure whether... I mean, is there any word about him going to New Hampshire and trying to get on the presidential ballot? Does anybody have any idea what he's doing?
No, I don't know for sure. I know he's been up to New Hampshire before. I know he's got this trailer that he's taken around the country. So it's really unclear exactly what he's doing. And when you see him on national press, he's not talking about Colorado. He's talking about his favorite issue. So if I were a voter in the 6th Congressional District, I'd wonder where my congressman was. It's a good question. Where are you, Tom Tancredo?
Yeah, well,
are you looking out at the interests of Colorado?
Yeah, well, you know, if you're living in that district, I mean, you pretty much have a part-time, if not, I don't know, maybe part-time is not the right word. How about quarter-time? I don't know what you would characterize it as being, but he's certainly not paying attention to business. I mean, he's never there.
That's right. And as far as Marilyn Musgrave is concerned, I mean, I used to live in the 4th Congressional District, and I just feel that the 4th Congressional District is ill-served by her. There are lots of things out there. Yeah, I think every voter out there should be calling her and saying, you know, who are you voting on behalf of? Are you voting on behalf of the voters of the 4th CD of Colorado? Are you voting on behalf of Tom DeLay?
Now, there's been no effort by any of these folks, Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, or Bob Beaupre, to take any of the money, which ranges from $30,000 to $28,439, to take any of this money and ever return it. I mean, as far as we know, they never returned any of it.
Not as far as we know. There are no indications that they've done anything but put it in their campaign coffers.
Well, you know, I think maybe voters should ask them this question about, and I think it's a valid question about whether they should return the money or not. I mean, I think they ought to give the money back, but I don't live in those congressional districts, but if I did, I'd certainly want to call up and ask them, you know, why they don't return the money.
Well, that's a good question, and also, again, I want to repeat, we don't want Bob Beaupre bringing these practices back to Colorado. We want him to be campaigning we want him to leave his culture of corruption in Washington.
Yeah, you know, that's something else, too, which I know you repeated that before, but that's something else to ask all of these folks, I think, whether it's, you know, Flight Suit Bob running for governor or Musgrave or Tancredo, where they stand on ethics reform.
It's a good question. And, you know, given that what's happening with Trailhead in this state, it makes me kind of nervous about the way Republicans bring the same practices into the state of Colorado, or how they behave in the state of Colorado.
By the way, I understand the Trailhead group, those robocalls are starting again.
Well, I know that there have been more robocalls in Morgan Carroll's district. I haven't gotten any reports specifically of any of the other districts other than the old calls that you and I have talked about in the past.
Now, John Southers is supposed to have I have the information around here somewhere, but I can't find it. It's not in front of me, but John Southers is supposed to giving a some kind of a public appearance or some kind of talk about ethics or something, and it's a chance for people, particularly people in Morgan Carroll's district, to show up and question him about why he wouldn't go ahead and do something about these robocalls. And I'll see if I can get that information before 10 o'clock and give it out. Pat, thank you so much for coming on the program. I really do appreciate it.
You're always welcome, Jay. You're doing a great job, and we love you out here.
Well, I love you too, Pat. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. There's Pat Walk, and if you live in the district of Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, or you know what? Even if you're in Bob Beaupre's district, and when Bob Beaupre runs for governor, if he gets a nomination away from Mark Holtzman, if he's able to beat Holtzman, we should be asking him, and you should be asking your representatives what they intend to do with his money and how they feel about ethics reform, because there is a connection here. All right, and I had forgotten about the Attorney General's public appearance, and I'll see if I can get that information for you sometime after 9 o'clock, and I'll give it tomorrow, too, so you'll have it. And you can go show up in person and ask him why he wouldn't look into the Trailhead Group robocalls. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Busy ride this morning, and this RTD strike definitely taking a toll on the drive this morning. Have some trouble on the north end of town, southbound I-25, loaded up from 136 down to the turnpike. Let me bunch up again, I-70 through T-Rex. The northbounder is slow go because of this multi-car crash near Orchard that's tied up the left lane and shoulder. Once you get past that, going to stay slow as you make your way into downtown. Now, crews are working to clear a crash westbound I-70 at Havana and southbound 225. We're looking at brake lights as you make your way down toward the tech center. Around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 are all crowded. The turnpike slows in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. And on to the forecast, a nice one today, sunny and warm, highs in the upper 70s. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Effective communication, individual accountability, improved morale. The Impact Institute delivers results. Meet Christy Ward, the brainchild of the Impact Institute. She works with individuals and teams who want to learn skills that impact their lives and improve their companies. Improve your life and your company. Go to impactinst.com for a free gift. Get the passion, enthusiasm, and optimism back in your life and your company today. www.impactinst.com. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Allied Insurance reminds parents that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. It's the choice more and more teens are making this spring to help keep their celebration safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance, making a difference.
Oh, so I'm just sitting here, like, looking around. 8:33, 27 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, a quarter of a dog owners blow-dry their dogs after bathing them? Now, I would never do that to Coco and Jackson. First of all, I would never bathe them. They're impossible to deal with in that area. Mary does it on occasion, and usually we have it professionally done, but I would never blow-dry their hair. However, I do confess that we do treat our dogs in a human manner. I'm not going to kid you about that. I mean, we do that. Coco, for instance, sleeps on the bed on a pillow. Jackson sleeps under the covers just like an adult. And we often talk to them as if they're, you know, human beings. When in reality, I want to say they're dogs, but they act like human beings. And, you know, if you care about your animals the way we care about ours, and we desperately do care about them, we're in love with them, we're crazy about them, then, you know what, it really matters what you feed them. And that's why you should switch to Purina's Natural Blends. Purina's Natural Blends helps them with their teeth, their coat, and their overall health. Their eyes will look clearer. See, Purina's Natural Blends are made with real white meat chicken, brown rice, steam-cooked to help lock in the flavor and nutrients. New Purina One Natural Blends start with high-quality natural ingredients. Now, these ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content, and then they steam-cook them at the start to help maintain vitamins, mineral, and flavor naturally. Hey, try it for 30 days and see what you think. And you can do it. You can pick up Purina One Natural Blends right now, or here's what you do. Call this number. Now, Purina One Natural Blends is in a white bag, but you can call this number and receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag of this new natural dog food. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Do it today. 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK. You know, if Coco and Jackson were here right now, they would tell you. They have had Purina since they've been babies. And you know something? Their coats, their teeth, their eyes, and their health is excellent. So you know what? Call Purina today.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programs available, with 23 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HD TV with over 1,700 hours of HD content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month, with 23 HD channels and 70 standard channels. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4-15-06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network, with support from Merck.
Homeowners, never paint your home again. Call Thermal Advantage and get in on their testing of thermal wall siding on local Colorado homes. Homeowners will be compensated for the use of their homes while decreasing their utility bills. Call Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:38. 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 73. Thunder showers, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. We're getting in the mood here for Crocodile Day Lodge. Yeah, because I got great news. AM 760 listener Jim Ball has just become eligible to win an incredible eco trip to Costa Rica courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lodge. We got Jim on the phone. Jim, what's up?
Well, hey, Jay.
Hey, you're a winner, man.
Well, thanks.
Well, let me tell you what's going on here.
Okay.
First of all, you heard your name called, so you called us within an hour. And your prize, first of all, the first prize you get is breakfast with me and Al Franken from AM 760 Progressive Talk. And then your name goes in for the drawing for the grand prize for this eco trip to Costa Rica, courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lodge. How about it?
Excellent. I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, me too, man. And this place is fabulous. Well, you should say you've always wanted to go to breakfast with Al Franken and me.
Well, that's a given. That's a given. I can't wait.
All right, man. Now, did you go to the website to sign up? Is that how you got involved?
Yes, I did.
Well, good for you, man. We really appreciate that. And do you listen to the morning show every single morning?
I listen as much as I can all day, every day.
Oh, good for you, Jim. All right, man. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you for breakfast with Al Franken. My fingers are crossed because you won on this show. I want you to win that trip to Costa Rica, man. I hope you get it, Jim.
All right, me too. Congratulations on your one-year anniversary. I'm a little late, but...
You know what? I appreciate it, man, and thank you. Hey, Jim, thank you for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. We really, really are glad you're out there.
Well, I'm glad you're out there, too.
All right, thank you, Jim.
You bet.
All right, there's Jim Ball, and he has won on this show. My day has been made. That's right. So he's going to breakfast with Al Franken and myself.
Are we going on that Costa Rica trip?
No, Turk, we can't go. And I'll tell you what, go to am760.net and sign up for this thing. And also take a gander at Crocodile Bay. Oh, I wish we could go. But we can't. Not unless we pay for it ourselves. And believe me, John, with your smoking habit, I'm not going to fly all the way to Costa Rica with you. Trust me. All right, and I'm not hanging out with you at the Crocodile Bay Lodge either with your smoking problem. All right, Jim Ball, go for it, man. I hope you win. All right, you know, we've got 20 minutes here. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to continue, because I've been focusing in on this. And we'll take some calls, Turk, if people want to call and call in. But I've been focusing in and on and off about the religious right all week. And we're going to talk to Bob Mosier. I don't know how many of you get the Nation magazine, but he's got the cover story this week about the falsehood, fudges, and outright lies that have been defined Ralph Reed's career. And you know Ralph Reed, head of the Christian Coalition, big, big mouthpiece for the radical religious right in this country. And this is going to be a challenging interview to do because there's so much about Ralph Reed that just isn't right. And so many things that just don't add up. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Between now and 9 o'clock, I'll open up the phones. And whatever it is you want to talk about, we can do it at 303-713-7600. If you want to focus back in about the immigration situation, about why we can't talk about this rationally, if you want to talk about Tom DeLay, whatever it is you want to get into. Because, you know, Vannon Boulder, when he was talking about the immigration issue, he's really right. I mean, I think it is, you know, it is about border security, but it's also about wages. And it's about defining us as a country. But I don't know why it is on this particular topic that we just can't have a rational discussion, because we can't. And, you know, even, I'm on here all the time complaining about the emails that I get. And I do. I get some really nasty emails, even about this subject, where I'm inclined to say, hey, you're eating your own. I'm on your side. We may not agree with everything, each other, but I'm pretty much on your side. Chill out. Calm down. And people just can't. It's like it's a blowtorch. And, like, let's solve it. And I'll tell you something. Tom DeLay symbolizes this whole extremely partisan attitude on the part of the GOP. Because you know what? They always say that the Democrats, and they say that those of us who are progressives and liberals, that we have no ideas. Let me tell you something. There are tons of websites out there with tons of ideas. One place you can go to get a lot of ideas is the Center for American Progress. I mean, they have got everything. Tons of positions on energy, on corruption, on Iraq. And they're a major liberal think tank in this country. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Actually, I may have three lines open at 303-713-7600. And get on the phone. Let's talk. Because that's what it's all about here this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Whatever it is that's on your mind, we'll do it. We'll just open the phones right now. And from immigration to Tom DeLay to whatever else you want to talk about, let's get it on. And don't forget, go to am760.net and sign up, and you too can win, like Jim Ball. Looking forward to meeting Jim in person at breakfast with Al Franken and myself coming up. And you can also win dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz, which, by the way, I've now found out that I'm doing Ed Schultz's show again tomorrow. And when I'm on vacation June the 26th, Ed is talking about doing my show, which would be great, wouldn't it? All right. We'll continue with more of your calls coming up here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
It'd be cool to have breakfast with me and Al Franken, or perhaps a dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz, or maybe just $500 to pay off some bills.
I need cash and lots of it.
You could win one of these exciting prizes from AM 760 Progressive Talk. Plus, be qualified to win an all-expense eco trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. It's our way of thanking our most loyal listeners. Just go to am760.net and sign up for our Progressive Club. You'll have a chance to win great prizes from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In America, when a 16-year-old dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressured to drink or to ride in a car with someone who has been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Formosa Garden, serving the community for more than a dozen years. Look for them at 16645 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora. Formosa Garden.
846, 14 in front of 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. When you buy an automobile, you should insist on a couple of things. First of all, you should insist on getting the right kind of service. Okay? I mean, people there should care about you. You should insist on getting a good deal. You should insist on good selection. You'll get all of those things at Rocky's Autos. Not only do they have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, but they've also got a great deal going on out there. The matching down incentive, up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500 put down, they'll put down $1,500. And you know what it is? It's like having $3,000. Or if you got $1,000, they'll put the $1,000 down. It's like having $2,000. It's as simple as that. Go to RockiesAutos.com. Check out their inventory online. See their business philosophy. Or drop by and see them in person. Go see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, or Spanky, or any of the great people working out there, Colby or Sergio, or any of the great people out there. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're going on almost 25 years of business, and you don't get that way unless you do something right. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They are the best in Colorado. Mary and I have been buying cars there from then since 1996, and we wouldn't go anywhere else. And when people come to me and say, hey, where do you think I ought to go? I tell them, go to Rockies. We tell them, go to Rockies, because we send our friends there. I've sent people I work with here or there. And, you know, you don't do those kinds of things unless you back somebody 100%. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. The big sign out front there. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, a little piano. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Baby, you're a good man. High today, 73. Thunder showers. All right, phone's open. Let's jump on them. And we'll go to Julie in Berthoud, who's been hanging on. Julie, hi, you're on AM. Boy, what is it with this line one? Julie, hi, you're on. Good to have you on.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Knowing that we've got one less creep in office.
Yeah, there's one down, but you know what? You know, here's the thing, though. I'm glad he's gone, but I want to see him get nailed legally.
Me too. I mean, so I was going to get back to your point when you were saying, you know, is it better for us if he was still in office? Like, just because he retired doesn't mean he isn't going to still be in the headlines when they indict him. And we, you know, and if he goes to jail, rather than being able to help fundraise for all his other cronies, it's like, no, we're not going to miss him. He's still going to be in the news every day.
Yeah, but here's the disappointing news that came out yesterday. I thought his trial would be in, like, the next 90 to some odd days, but his trial has been put off until next year.
Yeah, but Abramoff is still spilling his guts. So when that comes out, you know, Tom DeLay still might be mentioned in that, along with all the other people who are probably shaking in their shoes.
I'll make my day.
Yeah. I did have another point. I wanted to check in on that because you were talking about that this morning. And I was on a completely different subject, and yet some of the guests that you've had on, you know, have talked about wages and it ties to immigration. And I just wanted to make a comment about the RTD guys that are on strike, guys and women. I mean, there's a lot of people that drive there.
Sure.
And it still addresses the issue. I talked to some of them yesterday because I have to go past them on the way to where I work. And I said, you know, I'm with you guys, you know, because you're not just doing this for you. Everybody that's out here and what we've said, you know, from the bigger picture scale, I don't even know what we call them anymore, the fanatics that are in office, you know, have done so much.
The wing nuts. The wing nuts.
We've got a lot of good news. Some I can't say on air because you'll cut me off.
That's right.
I've been swearing more in the last 6 months than I have in my whole lifetime.
I hear you.
But, you know, I mean, everything that has happened over the last, I don't know how many years since Bush has been in office, has been to nearly decimate the middle class. And so these guys are doing a pretty courageous thing by even going on strike, because they're not just out there for themselves. They're out there for all of us whose jobs are going away, whose wages are decreasing. And it's like, you know, as inconvenient as it might be for some people in any of the news shows that I've watched, have said, well, you know, here, we'll talk to one of the picketers. They'll give them 30 seconds to speak. And well, it was inconvenient because the buses weren't running for the Rockies, right? And it's inconvenient because people can't get from Boulder to Denver. And it's like, well, yeah, take that, you know, from the other perspective, because those people are there all the time from 3 in the morning until 2 in the morning driving a bus. I mean, give them some credit. RTD had raised rates right after the last union contract was agreed to where nobody got anything.
Yeah.
Last time. And they raised rates 3 times. Well, that didn't go to the drivers. That went to RTD.
Yeah, how about salaries of upper management?
Exactly. And it's like, so, I mean, it always gets down to this money issue, and the unions always look like they're just, you know, grabbing all the money they can get, and yet, you know, they didn't get any increase last time. They're being asked, you know, like many employees are being asked to pay more in insurance and everything else that they have to now suck up. And if you aren't getting wage increases to go along with it, how are you supposed to pay for that? Not to mention gas prices.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the things that the right wing has been really, really good at doing, because they've been at it for so long, is to attack unions and discredit them and place this idea in people's heads that unions protect lazy people and that they're ineffective. Well, yeah, unions have troubles. There's no question about it. Unions are not 100% perfect.
Right.
But you know what?
I've
worked in union and non-union situations. I have encountered just as many screw-offs in non-union situations who managed to hide from management as I have in unions. And the last union place I worked, by and large, most of the people I worked with busted their rears, worked very, very hard, and it's up to the union membership to push on the union to be progressive and to do the right thing. But the right wing has managed to slam unions in this country and have managed to put it into people's minds that unions are bad. One of the things I proposed to an emailer was that low construction sector wages, that there should be greater unionization. And the email I got back was, well, no, because, you know, unions coddle lazy people.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? You know, non-union situations are full of lazy people, too. I mean, if you work for a living, take a look at around of the people you work with. I'm sure you can point out 2 or 3 people who you would say are lazy.
Right. And at least if you have a union representing you, you have a voice. So even some of your people that are calling about the immigration situation, and I don't remember the man's name. It was about an hour ago. And he said, you know, he's not concerned as much about, you know, stopping people from coming over. He's worried about, you know, labor laws and labor protection, which they don't have, and the guy that got his hand cut off and got sent back. You know, I mean, at least if you have a union, you have somebody speaking, and, you know, it's the power in numbers sort of mentality that people just don't seem to get. And it's like you have a voice, and you can do it, take a stand, like what the RTD people are doing right now. It's like we're taking a stand. We agreed to go without a contract for a long time last time. The company cried poor, and we said, okay, we're going to go back to work. We're going to work without a contract. We don't get a lot of increases here. And then, you know, it was only a matter of months. Well, RTD's going to raise rates now, you know, because of what, you know.
Right. You got it, Julie. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I just want to see more people, you know, talk about, you know, trying to support what these folks are doing, because it isn't just for the RTD workers. It's for all of us who want to make sure that the middle class stays around.
Yep, I agree. I agree 100%. Listen, thank you for a great call.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Yeah, unions, you know, unions can be great. They can also be lousy. I've suffered through good union locals and bad union locals and have had to push on unions. Short story, not this last time that I worked in Chicago, but the time before last, we had virtually with AFTRA, which is the American Federation of Radio, TV, whatever, we had no mental health coverage. There was none at all. Myself and 3 or 4 other people from other radio stations in town got together, went down, had a meeting with AFTRA, and said to them, you know what, this is not acceptable. It's not acceptable when mental health problems, and I'm not talking about addiction problems now, which are mental health problems, but I'm talking about just outright mental health problems, depression, other things. We went down there and talked to them and said, you know what, it's not acceptable that in a union with a membership that has these kinds of problems, it's not acceptable that we don't have coverage. Now, they didn't give us coverage right away. We had to push, and I wasn't the only one involved here. So I'm not, you know, on the air like being like Bill O'Reilly. well, you know, because of me, or Rush Limbaugh, or whatever. No, it was me and a bunch of other people who got energized on this situation. But eventually they provided it. Eventually they said, okay, we'll do something about it. We had to speak up. But with any organization or institution, you have to speak up. They're not just going to give you something. So there are good and bad union situations. But it's up to the rank and file a lot of times to try to make it better. Will it be 100% perfect? No. But you know what? It's like anything else. There is nothing that is 100% perfect if you look around in life. All right, we're going to talk to Bob Mosier coming up next about Ralph Reed. Then we'll go back to open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Man, my morning has been made. Jim Ball won. Make sure you sign up at AM760.net because I sure want to give you some great stuff.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive. This morning, Katie Couric, the co-host of the Today Show on NBC, told viewers she's leaving that broadcast to join CBS, raising the question, will this hurt the Today Show, the number one morning news program, earning NBC reportedly $150 million a year in ad revenue? Couric said,
this is an institution that will continue to grow and thrive because of all the extraordinarily dedicated people who work here and care about this show as passionately as I do.
But she's leaving at the end of next month, and here it'll be the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. A comment from Toby Berkovitz at Boston University's School of Communications.
CBS might be gaining two ways, working a higher ratings at 6:30 at night, and maybe helping to finally take some of the sheen off of the Today Show at 7 in the morning.
And the executive producer of the CBS Evening News, Rome Hartman, told me that having a well-known anchor and managing editor should draw new viewers.
When she begins anchoring the evening news, an awful lot of people are going to tune in to watch. And then we have to deliver.
Couric will take over from Bob Schieffer, who says he doesn't mind. This September, Schieffer will continue in Washington as host of Face the Nation. Now an embarrassing arrest. The number two spokesman at the Department of Homeland Security, Brian Doyle, age 55, is charged with trying to seduce a teenage girl on the Internet. Turns out he was allegedly sending porn and lascivious emails to a sheriff's deputy in Florida operating undercover looking for online predators. Doyle's been arrested at his home near Washington, D.C. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, you're covering President Bush's visit to Connecticut today. Any White House comment on this arrest?
Yes, Dan, and in its first public reaction, the White House says a very serious investigation is underway. Speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One as the president flew here to Bridgeport, spokesman Scott McClellan told reporters the Homeland Security Department is fully cooperating with authorities investigating this case. McClellan notes that suspect Brian Doyle, a civil servant, has been placed on administrative leave, Dan.
Peter Mayer, live in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The witness cross-examined by prosecutors in Baghdad today was the defendant, Saddam Hussein, charged with mass murder. He said he signed execution orders against dozens of Shiite Muslims in the 1980s because he was told that evidence proved they had tried to assassinate him. Meantime, an insurgent website is showing what's said to be an American aviator, his body on fire, being dragged from the wreckage of a helicopter that crashed. No proof of that. The state legislature in Massachusetts has overwhelmingly approved a measure requiring every citizen to have health insurance. Paul Ginsberg is president of the Center for Studying Health System Change.
It's an individual's responsibility to have health insurance, and government will be helping, offering subsidies, offering plans for them to buy.
The Dow Jones down 12. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day, no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. After more than 6 months and $300,000, the University of Colorado is close to selecting its next president. CU regents have been tight-lipped during the search. They believe popular interim president Hank Brown is among the finalists. The new president is expected to be announced within a month. The immigration debate coming to the classroom. Some parents of a student at a Shaw Heights Middle School in Westminster are angry at a letter they got from the school. Officials banning clothing with flags or other patriotic messages. Student Kirsten Goldcard alleges the school principal told her not to even wear a combination of the flag's colors and was threatened to be suspended if she did.
The principal saw my clothes, which I was wearing a blue jeans, white t-shirt, and a red sweater, and she asked me, please do not wear the combination of red, white, and blue again. If you do, I'll have to suspend you.
Goldcard speaking on the Peter Boyle Show on our sister station, AM 630. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are dealing with a bunch of issues right now. Have a new wreck eastbound 6th Avenue after Sheridan. That's tying up the center lane. Also have a three-car crash. This one's sitting on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue onto I-70. Now, crews are busy with an accident westbound I-70 just before Peoria, and we're still running heavy I-25 southbound for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Whoever crashed at 38th, adding to those delays, and northbounders bunching up, leaving the tech center because of a multi-car crash in the left lane and shoulder near Orchard. Once you get by that, stay slow into downtown. Around town, the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 all starting to thin out just a little bit, and the turnpike actually looking pretty good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the upper 70s. We're at 55 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
What about the Homeland Security Deputy Press Secretary who was busted for child porn? This is Brian J. Doyle. On March the 12th, Doyle was contacted a 14-year-old girl whose profile was posted on the Internet and initiated a sexually explicit conversation with her. But the trouble was the girl was actually an undercover Polk County Sheriff's computer crimes detective. Now, Doyle knew the girl was 14 years old, and he told her that he worked for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. During future online chats, Doyle gave the undercover detective posing as a 14-year-old girl his office phone number, his government-issued cell phone number, so they could have telephone conversations in addition to their online chatting. And Doyle used the Internet so that they could have... He sent her hardcore pornographic movie clips and used AOL Instant Messenger to chat her up? Man. Sick. Weird. All right. Let me give you this because I meant to give it to you all day today, and I just had misplaced it, but I got it. Attorney General John Southers will be presenting at 12 noon, April the 13th, at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway in Denver, on the importance of compliance with our campaign laws, a matter of public trust. Don't you love this? Now, this is a great opportunity to stage a protest of his refusal to investigate and enforce the laws on a partisan basis of these robocalls, which are going back on again, which are happening again. So, here's what you need to do. If you want to have a word with this guy, you can show up at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway in Denver, on the importance of compliance with our campaign laws. Publicly financed election is an investment in the common good presented by the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado and the Cameron Methodist Church. They're the ones that are putting it on. But you can get out there and talk to John Southers. And that's on April the 13th. And that's at 1300 Broadway. I would love to talk to him. Wouldn't you love to talk to him? Excuse me, Attorney General. While you're talking about the importance of compliance with campaign laws and the matter of public trust, what about your reluctance to investigate and to press charges against a trailhead group for their robocall smear campaign that they have going on against good legislators like Morgan Carroll and others? So I'm going to save this. And I'm going to keep reminding you of this. And by God, you know what? If I got nothing going on April the 13th, it's at 12 noon if I can stay awake that long. You know, John, you and I ought to go out there. What do you think?
We should take about some of our most dedicated listeners, too. Big group of people go out there and check that thing out.
Yeah, what about it? Is there anybody who wants to do this? We should go out there. Now, you know, we go out there and be courteous, be attentive, show respect. And then when he has questions and answers, we'll raise our hand and say, well, please explain your lack of going after the trailhead group. And does this have anything to do with your connection with Governor Bill Owens? And the fact that Bill Owens was one of the founders of the Trailhead Group that are putting on these robo smear calls. And the second thing I talked to you about, publicly financed elections and investment in common good, is a separate event. And it's presented by the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado and Cameron Methodist Church. That's at 1600 South Pearl in Denver. And if you want more information, call 303-665-9718. All right. I'll keep reminding you of this. All right, let's go to the phones, and, here's Bob who wants to talk about it. So, well, let me go to Jane, who's been hanging on for quite a while. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Hi, Jane, how are you?
Doing well. Since you had brought that up, and I was already thinking about it, you were talking about, the importance for Marilyn Musgrave and some of those guys to return money to Tom DeLay, but since they have war chests, I guess that would actually be returning money to the Tom DeLay Legal Defense Fund, wouldn't it?
You know something? You could be right about that. I mean, technically, yeah, you could be right. It would be back. And he supposedly, the word I hear is that he's got $1.5 million in that defense fund, but he's got $1 million right now in legal bills.
So that pretty well take care of that.
Well, he'll raise more money. And you know what? Look, there are people who have come forward. They've set up a website to defend Scooter Libby. Trust me, somebody's going to come across and defend Tom DeLay.
Maybe if, you know, like they can get him to not tell about somebody else who's doing something wrong.
Yeah, not to get him to spill, that's right.
Well, and you had also talked about how, you know, the unions protect lazy people. If you equate the Republican Party to a union, I guess they're protecting their not very industrious person in the White House.
Yeah, they are. They're not only protecting him, but they're also protecting the rich. There's an article today in the New York Times, big gain for rich seen in tax cuts for investments. The first data to document the effect of President Bush's tax cuts for investment income show that they have significantly lowered the tax burden on the richest Americans, reducing taxes on incomes of more than $10 million by an average of $500,000.
Oh, so do you have your $500,000?
Look, you know what? If I had that much money, trust me, do you think I'd be getting up and being here?
I suppose you'd be in Costa Rica.
I'd be in Costa Rica at Crocodile Bay Lodge calling John Turk.
Well, another thing I wanted to bring up, too, you know, you had mentioned something about speaking Spanish or speaking whatever your native language is on the job or in certain places. The way I see language is it's a way to communicate, and it can be used to be inclusive or exclusive. If you want to be inclusive and be relatable and bring people into a conversation or at least be courteous, you know, then you relate to them in a way that, you know, that they can understand. And that's just my primary interest about language. You know, when I'm someplace and I'm hearing people switch over to a language I don't understand, I feel excluded.
Well, I do too, but I don't think what the woman was talking about, though, was like, well, you know, we should compel people to speak English. You know, one of the things, I mean, I think if you want citizenship in the United States of America, you should have to speak English.
You know, it's just hard, though.
Well, it is, but just as a matter of common bonding and common purpose. But I don't think that you can go around and compel people that they have to speak, you know, English in public, unless it's like on the job. I mean, if your employer comes to you and says, look, I mean, the majority of our customers, 99.99% of them speak English. Speak English, please, because, you know, if somebody comes to, you know, I mean, comes up to you, you know, you go in some place and you want to buy something or you're going to do business with somebody over the phone or whatever the case is, and they start speaking Spanish, I mean, you're going to say, well, I can't understand you, and then you can't transact business, so I don't think that that's too much to ask. But to say that if you're standing on a street corner or if two people are standing on the job, say, in a retail store, and you're not talking to them, and they're not talking to you, and you don't want anything from them, and they don't want anything from you, and they're conversing with each other in Spanish, well, you know, to me, I mean, what are you going to go to them and go, English only, please? I mean, I just don't think that that's, to me, that's something about that that's just too police state-ish, too coercive.
I think it's more, again, about being courteous or, you know, kind to other people. I know that sometimes, you know, I'll be talking to someone, whether it's in a restaurant or somewhere else, and I can see that people are interested or are listening, and I tend to turn to them and include them in the conversation. I guess, you know, it's like with parents with kids, you know, when you're trying to talk about them, you know, you spell things out or something, you know,
right,
to keep them out of the conversation or to, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's just, you know, an attitude of inclusiveness or exclusiveness, you know, and I usually prefer to, you know, bring people in.
All right, here's an interesting question before we go. Here's an interesting question for you.
Okay.
And everybody else out there, too. You step into an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
The two people in the elevator who are with you are speaking either Spanish, German, or French. Do you feel paranoid that they're talking about you?
No, but I don't think I do. I'm trying to think if I ever have. I guess maybe it would depend on the tone and if they looked at me or, you know, suddenly turned, you know, changed from one language into another, went from English to Spanish or Italian or whatever, then I might be suspicious that they were saying something I might not want to hear.
Okay, well, I thought I'd ask, because, you know, with me, I would definitely feel paranoid. All right, Jane, take care.
Thank you. You as well.
All right.
Bye.
Does anybody else feel that way, or am I the only one? Turk? Or have you not had that experience? Haven't had it? See, you live in a city like Chicago. People speak Polish. They speak all kinds of languages, Spanish. Even you run into tourists. You go into these office buildings, and they're in the elevator with you, and it's like they're speaking. And so do you think to yourself, God, you know, is my fly open? I better, because they may be talking about me. All right, well, but, you know, I still wouldn't compel people to speak English like that. I wouldn't turn to them and say, look, you're in this country, you better speak English. And you know, you could make a libertarian argument, too. Listen to this. You could make a libertarian argument that if people want to opt out of the system, that if they don't want to be included in the system, and so therefore they don't speak English, and if they want to stay in their own communities, that they're poorer for it, and you know what? They don't hurt anybody else but themselves, so therefore they should be entitled to do that, and you know what? Who cares? I mean, I've heard that argument made by libertarians, have made that argument to me on the phone about English language only laws. One line open at 303-713-7600. We run the gamut of whatever it is you want to talk about this hour, so get on the horn. I only got one line open at 303-713-7600, and be like Jim Ball this morning, who won breakfast with Al Franken and myself and is now eligible to win that eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge. Sign up right now at am760.net.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
In-house, they do it right here in Colorado, so they can make the process fast and easy, and you can get approval right over the phone. Now, that work with you, the mortgage experts in their field, they'll return your favor, superior training, and are motivated to help you do it fast. As a matter of fact, they're with you every step of the way, from day one all the way to your date of closing. And interest rates are still at record lows, 5.25%. So call for a free credit analysis today, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me tell you a couple of things about the mortgage store. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. Your interest could be tax-deductible. And here's something else about the mortgage store. You know what? They go the extra mile for you. They're open evenings and weekdays. They're there to fit your schedule. And they can make all the difference in the world in your household finances. So don't hesitate. Call my friends at the mortgage store today, 303-423-7171. And if you've had credit problems, look, we all have. And everybody makes mistakes. You know, if you have a little bit of trouble, they're not going to judge. They're going to go to bat for you. That's what they're all about. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171. The number again, write it down, 303-423-7171.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Reports show that teenage drivers are at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies, great for shelter from the sun and light showers, perfect for poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Yeah, big news about Big Eddie and I. It's 9:23 on AM760, Progressive Talk, high today 73, partly sunny. Thank you so much for being here every morning. I mean, you know, I don't say it enough how much we appreciate you being part of the program. Maybe I say appreciate you too much, but it's good to have you along. I guess, is this a story, Turk? I'm filling in again tomorrow for Ed Schultz. Yeah, between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, Mary and I had planned to take time off. We're going to go to Las Vegas and gamble our brains out. That's the week of June the 26th, and Ed is talking about doing my show. Sitting in for me, which would be a kick. Ed's great people. You know, never meet a nicer guy. Should we book Ed on the show and quiz him about this? Should we get him on? Pressure him now? We want you to fill in, Ed. All right, let me go back to the phones, and we'll go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, you know, I was watching Hardball last night, and I've had it with him. He kissed up to Tom DeLay so bad.
I didn't see that interview. Was it bad?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it starts off with him saying, you know, Tom DeLay called me last night on my cell phone. So they prearranged everything. It's almost like he fed him those softball questions, let him off the hook on every topic. And it just reminds me of last week when you were filming for Ed Schultz, and you had a caller call in from I don't know what state saying, you know, Chris Matthews, he slants to the left, and I just cringed.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, he can't even watch television correctly. He needs to be told what to do once all over again.
Yeah, you know, I saw him last night, the last part of him, because I always turn over before Olbermann comes on. And he was more or less really allowing Susan Molinari, the former congresswoman from New York and the Republican mouthpiece, he was allowing her to get away with murder in regards to defending DeLay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's sick and it's pathetic, and that's my last. I'm taking Harbaugh off my TiVo. It's going to be countdown or nothing.
Yeah. See, I'm with you, man. And I'll tell you, if you go to Media Matters, okay, you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to start going, oh my God, there's nothing to watch.
Yeah.
Because you know they're gigging CNN.
Yeah.
I mean, they're calling out the New York Times. They're getting NPR. They're getting everybody. But you know, they spend a ton of time monitoring this stuff. And as I said to numerous people, I mean, they provide you with the backup information. They give you links right there where you go and bang. I mean, here's what was really said, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, though, about Matthews, man. He is a GOP suck-up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I got a quick question for you about health care.
Sure.
You know, and what's wrong with this thought? Is it because it's too socialist? For instance, I work at a mortgage company, right? We do well enough. I have health care at a very minimum cost to me. You know, I pay right out of my paycheck monthly, right? I don't even notice it's gone.
Right.
Now, why am I so different from these guys working across the street from now, look at this construction site, or this guy walking down the road? Why, you know, take the burden off the employer and put it right into our tax base, make it eligible for everyone. As long as you're buying goods and services in this country, you can walk into the hospital and get health care. What's wrong with that thought?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but you know, there's this old joke. I don't know if you ever heard it or not, but the guy says to God, "God, when will we have nationalized health care so everybody will have health care?" God says, "Not in my lifetime." You know, national health care, universal health care is way overdue, but under this administration, you know, and Bush is back to his health savings account rap today, which, you know, got nowhere the first time. Now he's back to it again. Under this administration and a Republican-led Congress, we're never going to see it because they're in the pockets of the big pharmaceutical makers and the big health care providers.
So there's more money at the way they're doing it right now, the reach and the grab and the stingy.
Well, there's more money for their people, than there would be any other way. And then the thing that you'll get is you'll get people who will call you up and they'll say, oh, you know, but the government is ineffective and the government, you know, can't administer health care because the government is clumsy in what they do and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? They never point to the VA, which has an excellent record of administering health care. That's number one. And number two, nothing is more efficient than private health care because they spend a gazillion million hours on paperwork.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always doing paperwork for everything. And I don't know about anybody else, but the various health providers that I've had, when I've had something go wrong, when I've had to have something done, when I've had to have something, looked at, if it's out of a certain parameter, man, you got to do mountains of paperwork and go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it's to the point that it's ridiculous. I'll tell you a story. I had a herniated, some herniated discs in my neck and my shoulder, and I had a bone in my neck that was shaped in a U that was pressing up against my esophagus. Long story short, I got really sick, okay, because they gave me some pain medication. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it made me sick. They had to take me to the hospital. My potassium level had gone dangerously down, so they weren't able to operate on me, and they had to keep me in for like 5-6 days. Then they do the operation. Then the day after the operation, my insurance company insists that I leave the hospital. You know, no time to rest up, no nothing, get out. Why? Because if I stayed an extra day, they weren't going to pay for it. So I leave the hospital, and result is, I end up, you know, leaving, going back to work too early, and I'm sick again. Now, I recovered from it, but it was god-awful.
Right.
But, everything is like down to a dollar, to a penny, and when we tried to fight them on parts of this, man, Mary ended up filling out a telephone book full of paperwork. Why? Why does this go on?
Yeah, I think as Bill Maher says, because there's more money in it the way it is.
Yep, and you know what? There is nothing morally right, there is nothing values-wise correct about human suffering and about people in this country not having health insurance. Bob, thank you, man.
You got it.
Okay, take care. And that's the way we ought to fight this fight, about values, about morals. All right, you know what? You tell me where it's morally right that children in the United States of America don't have health care, or that we have adults running around here that are underinsured or have no health care at all. And so who do you think pays for that in the end if they get catastrophically sick? I mean, after they've gone through everything they own, declare bankruptcy. I mean, it's insane. It's nuts. And once again, it's one of these things where, you know what, we could work this out only if we try. Only if we try. And the Democrats have plenty of ideas. But we'll never get it going, and it will never happen with a legislative branch and a presidency controlled by the GOP. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget, go to AM760.net. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. You could be like Jim Ball, who won today with me. He got breakfast with Al Franken and myself. And he may be going to Costa Rica, and you can too. Sign up now at AM760.net. Do it.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599. That's Shiloh House.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programs available, with 23 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HD TV with over 1,700 hours of HD content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month, with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month, with 23 HD channels and 70 standard channels. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
In 1997, Jeanne Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Jeanne's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Agree among ourselves, but we are liberals and we are progressives and we have the righteous answers and we should hang together no matter what. So get off my back, okay? 9:34, 26 minutes away from 10. High today, 73, partly sunny, thunderstorms, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. All right, let's get back to the phones. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. And Nick in Lakewood has been hanging on. Nick, hi, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I want to call briefly and talk about this RTT strike.
Sure.
It didn't surprise me that RTT didn't want to get in negotiations with a mediator, and it didn't really surprise me that our governor said what he said and wouldn't step in to help the strike and then wanted to deprivatize, talking about deprivatizing RTT.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's the same old GOP mantra.
It's the same thing. You know, Bush wanted to deprivatize Social Security. And these Republicans, all they think about is deprivatizing. You know, this is an attack on the American standard of living. RTD is American, is a middle class. And they would love to bust it down. But, you know, Jay, what I like to talk about, too, is you're talking about it's the same governor that helped start robocalls.
Mm-hmm.
He won't step in and help with the RTD strike. He and Coors started, and Coors funded robocalls. I don't hear anything on the radio saying things about don't buy Coors beer.
Well, you know what? The reason why you don't want to do that, let me tell you why I don't want to go there. And I thought about this long and hard. And I had a guy send me an angry email about this because I didn't articulate my case properly about this when I filled in for Schultz last time. Of course, I sent him an angry reply, and he never answered me. But you know what the problem with all of that is? There are people working in those enterprises who have nothing to do with those people's with the ownerships or the management's political persuasions. And what you end up doing is you end up hurting them. And you know what, man? They're working people, too. and they're middle-class people, too, and they're trying to bring home the bacon. So there's other more effective ways to get your message across than penalizing innocent people.
Right. Remember when we got a governor's election coming up here pretty quick? That's one way to remember.
Oh yeah, man. That's why we're gonna. That's why we're gonna show out a mask for Bill Ritter.
And all these union people listen to what Owens wants to do to RTD. When you come time to elect to vote, get down there and vote the way you're supposed to.
Amen, man. We need to put Bill Ritter into office. We need to maintain control of the legislature. We have got to get out and we've got to vote ourselves. We've got to get our friends to vote. We've got to talk to our neighbors about voting. I don't know about you, but I'm talking to every person I run into. I'm trying to talk to them about the state of the country. I'm trying to talk to them about the state of the state of Colorado. I'm trying to talk to them about the governor's race. I'm trying to talk to them about everything that I can get my hands on, and particularly people who I run into that are, live in these congressional districts in which I'm highly interested in, which is Musgrave, Pichoni. Angie has got to kick Marilyn Musgrave's ass.
Right.
Tom Tancredo and Bill Winter. Bill Winter has got to be Tom Tancredo. We'll see what shakes out in the Beaupré's old district. We've got to talk to people because we have to make our move in November.
Absolutely.
This is our time, and we need to take it.
Absolutely, Jay.
All right, Nick.
Thanks for listening.
You bet, bud. I'm really passionate about this. And this guy who sent me this email, you're no progressive, you're no liberal, you're no, because you don't want to do the boycotts and... And because I was under the weather, I didn't articulate my case good on Schultz's program, but the woman who called up and said, well, we should boycott the media until they start reporting the news right. No, what you do is you take the media matters approach, which is the right approach, which I try to do every single day. Takes 10, 15 minutes. You can do it. Which is I pick out something out of their mailers, and in a respectful way, I contact the media outlet that they're talking about. And I say to them, look at this. This is not right. Because the right wing has been doing this forever. They've been at it since 1971. They started with an organized effort. And they have pushed the media in this country to the right. And we need to band together and push the media the other way. And I'm not saying that the media should instantly tomorrow become liberal. But how about fair? How about fair and decent? That's all I'm asking, a fair hearing for us. And 9 times out of 10, we don't get it. Go to Media Matters, look at their thing about if it's Sunday morning, it's conservative. Read that. Now, there's an example, and I wish I could think of it, of Tim Russert, who had on John McCain... And by the way, we're going to be talking about John McCain tomorrow. Head on John McCain and let John McCain get away with murder on Sunday morning TV. John McCain repeated the rumor, repeated the Republican talking point, that there was massive intelligence failures for 9/11. Yeah, you want to know something? The only massive intelligence failure there was with the White House. That they weren't paying attention to business, and that George W. Bush, and that Condoleezza Rice, and that the people around him allowed 9/11 to happen because they had plenty of warning and they didn't do anything about it. Bin Laden determined to attack. And Russert never held McCain's feet to the fire over this. And that's why I said to Bob, who called up, you know what? You pay enough attention to this stuff, you look at enough of this stuff for Media Matters, and it gets to the point where, you know what, you can't stand watching the mainstream media because it makes you wretch. I have a really hard time with these Sunday morning talking head shows. I really do. I mean, man, it's all I can do to tolerate it at times. All right, is that Tom back on three? Okay, because he dropped off for a second. Tom, hi, you there?
Hey, Jay, you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk with you again.
Nice to have you on.
You're really on a roll this morning, aren't you?
I don't know about that.
I think so. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the idea of assimilation and learning languages.
Sure.
I had the good luck to spend about 4 months traveling through Europe in my college years. I had to work on the railroad in Kansas to get the money to do it. But one of the things I noticed, and I spoke, I had been taught German for about 6 years previous to my going over there, and I really wanted to use it at least once in my life, was that in being able to go into another country and at least show that you have a care about their cultural imperatives and how they like to go about being their own country with their own language and their own ways of looking at the world. I was greeted with very open arms in the fact that I had at least gone to school and tried to learn their language and went over there to try to use it. And I think that's very important, and I think we have a very unique country here in the way that most of the other countries that we're most akin to, in a way, European countries, where most of us come from, or a great deal of us come from, have their own, not really tribal, but their own languages, their own cultures, and they're very smallish compared to us. But we've always been the melting pot, the assimilated group, and that's where a lot of the world looks to us for in terms of our inclusiveness. And the problem that you have, and I think a couple of your earlier callers kind of touched on this, was there was always this expectation for earlier immigrants to come to these shores and to assimilate. And part of that assimilation requires that you do understand the language and you use it in your daily life. And English is the business language of the world. You can't be an airline pilot internationally if you don't speak English. Business is conducted in English throughout the world. And if you come here and kind of create your own enclave of your own language, then you are taking the choice of being exclusionary. You're creating not a little Italy, but you're creating a little Mexico in this sense, and I think it's why it's focused on Spanish-speaking people that are coming here. And there's a tendency in every culture to look at people coming into that culture that want to stay there to assimilate to some degrees. And what we're seeing now is very akin to the guest worker program that the Germans saw when the Turks moved in, pretty much replaced the labor force that had been lost during World War II.
Yeah, the French have the same problem.
They do, exactly. And this is a natural cultural pushback. It's not an American issue in that sense. But what it really is saying, hey, if you're going to come here, then you've got to abide by certain rules that we expect of you, whether they're unspoken, illegal, legal, or just generally a matter of decency. You know, come here and be part of us, but do some of these things that this culture wants you to do, or at least don't be vocal in your ways of saying, we're not going to do that, we're just here to work. Because that's exclusionary, and people want, I think as Americans mostly do, people coming here that want to be a part of this culture. And there are predicates and prerogatives that have to be followed. And any culture in the world does that.
Yeah, what you're saying makes perfect sense. I'm not a talk show host who claims to have all the answers, unlike some on the dial. So, you know what, I got to be open and honest with you and tell you that I'm just unsure on how to handle this. I mean, I think that if you want American citizenship, you should have to speak English. And then after that, if you don't want to, then that's your business. But I'm not sure how far to take it after that.
Well, I can play devil's advocate on either side of the fence for this. My mother was an English teacher for almost 30 years, and a very hardcore English teacher, believe you me.
Mm.
And she dealt with a lot of changes in her little area, a lot of kids coming out of inner Chicago. And she's a traditionalist English teacher, very, very hardcore, a lot of expectation. And speaking and writing English correctly is something that I grew up with. And I, too, believe that if you come here and if you expect to assimilate, you've got to learn the Franca lingua. I mean, you have to do that. And if you don't, then you can't expect the society to take care of all your needs because you have not, given back in.
Well, you can't be a participating member, but how far do we take this? In other words, if you come here and your sole desire is to work and then someday return to your homeland, or you choose not to learn English, I mean, what do we compel people to speak it? You know, you got to speak English in public. I mean, how do we deal with this?
Well, I think as long as people are not showing an arrogance to not learning the language, to not caring to assimilate, and to carry their culture into this country, then I think any culture in the world, any advanced culture in the world would say, you know what, this is a cultural invasion, and we don't want to have that here. We've set up. I mean, I've got a good friend of mine is third generation Mexican, has his own business. His wife has her own business. They come from very successful
family businesses, and their kids are starting their own businesses. And they are very frankly totally upset with the idea that people can come from their home country and influence things in such a way like this. They don't want to see this happen because they don't want to be associated by their heritage with this lack of assimilation, and that's their biggest problem.
Yeah.
They speak English perfectly. In fact, his wife is an English tutor, trying to get that assimilation going, at least on the language area. And it's very important for them to see that people come here and do assimilate, and that includes the language.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I think people should assimilate. I think that they, you know, it's okay that they hold on to their culture and their native-born language, but if they're going to live here, they should speak English. I just don't know, outside of citizenship, I don't know how you legally compel them to do that. Tom, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, Jay. Take it easy.
Okay, call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it. 947, 13 before 10. Go to am760.net. Sign up. Win like Jim Ball did this morning. One of the fabulous prizes. Jim's off to breakfast with Al Franken and myself, and his name is in the pot. He's now eligible to have his name drawn for that eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge. And you know what? You can't win if you don't sign up. AM760.net.
AM760. Progressive traffic.
Well, it looks like a good time to try to get somewhere. We're in good shape on the highways as you make your way across the downtown area on I-25. Good speeds through T-Rex down to the Tech Center. Same with heading north up through Thornton and North Glen. Not going to have any trouble on I-70 on either side of town, even over that elevated portion. Might be a few delays right there around Washington. There's an accident on the ramp to eastbound I-70 in Washington involving a semi, so there's bound to be some slowing through there. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, a little breezy at times. Maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, but highs in the upper 70s. Isolated rain and snow showers are possible overnight tonight, low 36. Partly cloudy, some showers possible tomorrow, and a bit cooler, high of only 54. Right now it's 63 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends April 30th.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
If your teenagers attend prom or graduation parties, encourage them to choose the drug and alcohol programs work. It's from the Fricky Law Firm in Lakewood. Call the Fricky Law Firm at 59 Legal. The Fricky Law Firm.
9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here, 760 Progressive Talk. Do you remember the days when you could get like a loaf of bread for 29 cents? Well, trust me, I don't remember those days. I mean, I know they were out there, but I barely remember them. But I remember when things weren't as expensive as they are now. And in this day and age, life is expensive, and it gets more expensive all the time. That's why when you spend your money, you want to make sure where you spend it really counts and that you get the most bang for your buck. And that's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. Matching down incentive going on now, up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $15, and you've got $3,000 down. And it's the same thing with $500. You got $1,000. $1,000 gets you $2,000. And that's the way Rockies operates. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs in Colorado. A huge selection, over 500 vehicles on the premises, all ready to go. And they'll show you Carfax, which will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. So there's no secrets. There's no hidden deals. You'll find out exactly what it is that you're going to buy. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. You know what? If you're at your office right now or at home and you want to look at their inventory, go to rockiesautos.com. And check it out for yourself, RockiesAutos.com. You know what? There's just no better place to buy a car. Mary and I have been buying automobiles from Rockies since 96. We send our friends there, and I want to send you there, too. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Join the Arapahoe County Democrats and Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their inaugural Pat Schroeder Dinner at the Radisson Hotel, I-225 in Parker on Friday, April 14th. For details, call 303-338-1202 or on the web at arapahodems.org.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. From less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today, 303-548-1414.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're giving away a trip to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Details at am760.net.
Yes. Public image limited, right? I have the CD at home. And it rocks. 9:53. 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 73. Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We just keep playing this all day. You know, it's sad that when the Progressive Talk station, the little teeny radio station, plays great music, has great prizes like the eco trip to Costa Rica and Crocodile Bay, which you can sign up now for at am760.net, and the other radio stations in town with their big budgets and blasting signals, basically what they play sucks. Well, it's true, they do. All right, back on the phones. And where are we going here? Because I got old Matt in Denver has been hanging on. Matt, hi, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Jay, I was trying to do some research a little bit more from both America and Mexico's point of view, mostly Mexico's,
mm-hmm.
on NAFTA and how it's affected. Thanks. I think part of the labor aspect of this has been that result of the agreement. We've had trouble with immigration before. I wanted to see how much of a difference it had made. And I noticed that when NAFTA was passed, there was a side agreement, the NAALC, North American Agreement on Labor Cooperation.
Right.
And I found a study from UCLA that talks about whether or not it says NAFTA's labor side agreement fading into oblivion, an assessment of workplace health and safety cases. And it breaks down some of the cases on health and safety, not even just specifically wages, and it also talks about the some of the failures that Hispanics have had in organizing within their own country. And from what I've seen on this agreement, it does not look wonderful to me, this side agreement, as far as being able to enforce labor standards. Now, I can't, I'm still looking up specific cases in order to make that make sense, but that seems to be the tone of the complaints that I've been able to find.
You know, I don't think, when it comes to immigrant labor, man, I don't think we enforce labor standards. As a matter of fact, when it comes to regular labor, I'm not sure how much we enforce labor standards. I don't know this for a fact, and it may only be, the business I'm in. But I'm trying to think about all the years I've done this. Do you know, I've never seen anybody from OSHA. I've never had anybody come in to me and say anything about saying I've worked in some real dumps. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. I worked at a studio once that I'm almost sure about this, okay, Matt? But I can't prove it, but I'm almost sure. There was asbestos in the walls. And I don't think the government did anything about it.
Well, I think this might be part of where these some of these problems begin, is that they'll say they're overstretched, and so they'll handle the worst cases.
That's
and then
right.
You've got NIOSH. I have used OSHA in my job before. I'm not going to be more specific than that.
No, you don't have to be.
But although I don't work there anymore, I just don't want to get down that road.
Sure.
But they do wait for you to say something to them. And then they like for you to actually be an employee. If it's a health department issue, you contact the health department. So they make it so that you need to. And although you can keep your name anonymous, You get a lot further if you mention your name, because I'll keep it secret anyway. Those were a couple of things I learned with NAFTA. I know, but with this agreement, this NAALC, from what I'm seeing, it seems like when there's a weak structure in which countries can investigate their own labor violations, and I think there are supposed to be standards applied to that, and I would have to look them up. But it seems like when it's weak, it becomes, instead of helping within the framework of people being oppressed or dealing with organizational issues like the, I can't pronounce this, the Maquiladora?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's that section of strip between the border, between America and Mexico.
One thing, whenever somebody does reach on labor, and enough that the actual agreement that's supposed to protect them becomes the framework within oppression takes place, especially if they're not a union in and of themselves.
Right.
An organization.
It's the Maquiladora. And you know what? I'm out of time, but I'm going to tell you something. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get somebody on to talk about NAFTA and CAFTA, and we're going to do it soon.
That's
Matt, you know we are. And Matt, your phone call spurred it. I appreciate you calling, and I hope you'll call again, okay?
Excellent. Thank you much for talking about this stuff.
Sure, you got it. All right. Tomorrow, we'll resume again at 6 a.m. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Al Franken is coming up next. And don't forget, you got to vote Democratic in November, because we got to take back this country.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll in the Challenge of College. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.com.
Spivak Vision Center, and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Breakfast with Jay Marvin and Al Franken. Dinner with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz. $500 cash. The grand prize? An eco trip to Costa Rica.